This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Tupac and I ran in the same circle.
Nuji.
Oh. Don't talk to me for a year.
Peter.
I didn't quit it.
Charlie.
Said I look like a wombat.
And Jeffrey.
He wanted me to take him to get some green.
Oh my God. Wait.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Friday, March 9th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. 866-967-6837. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time, but the best way to get a hold of us is to give us a call. 866-YO-ROVER. I will get to your email here in just a moment. Gia's school isn't snowed out today, is it, Doogie?
You know, I don't even know. I didn't check. I probably should check, shouldn't I?
Hey, you're the mom. Well, they have...
I would have gotten a call by the superintendent.
They have the dance tonight that I'm taking Gia to. So if they canceled school, would they cancel that dance?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they would?
Yeah. Yeah, no one called. The superintendent calls, and the principal sends a text.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I didn't check the news. They have, like, eye alerts and stuff. I didn't check that because I would have gotten a call by now.
Okay.
So... get ready to dance the night away, my friend.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take some Advil preemptively before I... Oh, my God.
She goes, do you think Shani's going to be able to keep up?
No. I can tell you, every time I go to this dance, I...
Yeah, what do you say? I need a break?
No, I'm okay during it, but then after the fact... Well, sometimes she keeps wanting to be twirled, Dieter.
Right, that's twirl what you said last time.
Yeah, and then I had to go, Shani's going to die if he keeps twirling you. You want that?
She has, and I feel bad because she has a sleeveless dress, and she has, I call them diamond shoes. They're these sandals that have these sparkles on them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's snowing out, so you might have to... carry her. Put her on your back.
Put her on my shoulders.
Piggyback ride.
Go in there.
Well, you know, just have her walk in with some diamond-studded moon boots and then change into the sandals when she gets inside.
Yeah, but that's more responsibility for a Rover, and he won't do that.
No, I'm just saying, at least the boots will match the dress.
You talk about responsibility. This broad across from me.
Me? Or
yeah,
Peter?
You. No, not that broad.
Let's get into it.
She... I FaceTimed Gia last night, and I go, Gia, where do you want to go to dinner and before this dance? And she said, can we go to Red Robin? I said, sure.
Good burgers, yeah.
Yeah. I go, that's fine. She goes, that's my favorite restaurant. I said, okay. So in the background, Doogie starts yelling at Gia, saying, you can't touch that iPad thing that they have there. You have to wash your hands and you have to disinfect, and you can't eat your food after you touch that iPad.
I wasn't yelling. I said,
oh
just
God.
I wasn't
first
yelling.
First of all,
I said, remember, you got to, if you're going to go there, you have to bring your wife.
I can understand saying that, but he's in the middle of a conversation. Yeah. Why do it right at that exact
she's 7 years old,
second.
By the way. Do you think that 36 hours
yeah.
later she's
yes.
going to remember that? No,
yeah.
of course not.
She knows when she goes there.
So she does know, so you don't need to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, why even bring it up then?
I was
she
yelling
knows.
At Rover to do it. That Rover's got, you got to make sure she washes her hands. There's
but
two places. But
she
you've
got
to bring them in.
You've
got to bring a fanny sack on your suit.
Can't they go to the bathroom and wash their hands after they order?
Of course.
That's what most people do.
You got to have them on the table or like a little hand sanitizer. You got to really wash those hands because there's so many people touching
this. The hand sanitizer doesn't...
Okay, then I'll pack some baby wipes.
Baby wipes.
I'd rather wash my hands than use baby wipes.
Yeah, washing your hands is the most sanitary.
Lysol baby wipes.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, doctors always say during flu season, use baby wipes on your hands to prevent the flu.
Don't be an idiot, Doozy.
What do you mean? You gotta wash your hands.
Right, wash your hands with soap and water. That's what disinfects. It's the actual motion of the water going over your hands. It's not smearing stuff around with baby wipes.
Then make sure she washes her hands.
Why say it right then? When you just kind of remind her?
She needs to know that you...
Yeah, but when you remind her before she gets picked up today?
She's a helicopter parent.
But just like right before she gets picked up today, you go, hey, if you're going to touch the iPad thing, wash your hands.
I had a bad night last night.
Helicopter parent.
Yeah, just screaming in the background.
Wasn't screaming in the background.
I've been on the phones. You scream.
You scream.
Yeah, and then she says that she doesn't scream.
She doesn't know what screaming is.
Yeah, she screams.
I don't scream.
Let me read you some email. Jeff Jr. writes, Rover, a fellow Rover's Morning Glory fan and a friend of and coworker of mine, Mike Barrett, passed away from complications after knee surgery last week. He was only 41 and has two daughters. We definitely bonded over talk radio when we met years ago, and we're always trying to find new ways to sneak headphones while at work. I know how you love shout-outs, but... he was a true fan. We just talked about how we need to attend the holiday hangover one year and him ordering an RMG track jacket. Rest in peace, Mike, CLY, Jeff Jr. Well, Jeff, all right, we'll give a shout out to Mike, who's up in heaven right now.
R.I.P.
Listening to Rover's Morning Glory on the great big radio in the sky. Thank you, Jeffrey. Curious George writes, good morning, Rover. I'm curious about the black Hurley hat you wear every day. Boy, what is this guy not curious about? What kind of socks I have on today? Do you have more than one of the black hats, or do you wear the same one? If it's the same hat, any thoughts of putting it on eBay to allow us fans to bid on it so we can have a piece of the show before iHeartRadio turns off the lights? I have different ones, but what I normally do is I wear them for a period of time. This one, I actually was just thinking last night, is ready to be retired.
George can buy it.
George, maybe start saving up your pennies, George. But what I do is I buy these things in bulk because they're hard to find. First of all, I have a tiny head, so I have to wear... a size small. These are the flex fit hats. So it's a size small. It's like basically a little league hat. And then I like specific materials. Some of them, they all look black, but there are different materials on them. And so once I find ones that I like, and they have 100 different model numbers and stuff if you try and get these. And they're always discontinuing models. They always have a black hat, but it's always slightly different. So you have to find exactly the one you want. And then I buy like 15 of them. It cost me a fortune. You have to buy 15 hats all at once. Then I have to get rid of probably half of those because they don't fit correctly. They're all the same size, small, but then they fit awkwardly. There's something wrong with them. It's a disaster.
Have we looked into having Rover hats, like RMG hats?
I have not, but I did. They actually make these hats, just blanks that you can embroider on or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
I have to get a small for me, an extra large for Snitz, because I think Snitz has a big head, don't you?
It's pretty big, yeah. XL. Yeah.
What makes a hat need to be retired?
They get greasy on the inside.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, it's really bad. Maybe I just have a super greasy head. Now, they start to get dirty. They start to not be fresh.
Okay.
They just, I don't know. I'm not a hat guy. They take head sweat. And then the gross thing, if you really want to know, is you can put these hats after you've been wearing them for a while. I could put it on a white piece of paper.
This happens with my headphones.
And... the grease from the hat will transfer into the white piece of paper and turn like it'll be like a brown ring on there. It's really disgusting. Yeah.
How long does a hat last?
Usually this one's lasted a while. This is probably 6 months. So this is probably a little bit too long, but that's generally. And then I'll have a hat. I have a hat at home. I have a hat in the car. I have a hat on the bus. So I have 3 hats in service right now. When you're as bald as I am, it requires a lot of work to keep these hats straight. Todd writes, I just bought a copy of Blood in the Studio by Sir Jeffrey Allen LaRocque off Amazon. I can't wait to finish it.
You could finish that in one dump. That's what I did. Sat in the toilet, half hour, knocked it out.
Yeah, it's only...
I've gotten comments in that regard that people have said they could read at least half of it taking one dump and the other half when they take their next dump. So it's a pretty, I would say, in the spirit of the book, it's sort of an engrossing piece of material to read.
Have you ever sat down and actually read it?
Huh? I've read it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I wrote the damn thing, for Christ's sake.
I know. I wonder if you ever go back and just read your work of art.
Doogie, have you ever read it?
I have not read the whole thing. I stopped at, like, page 20.
Page 32 is the best page. Get to page 32 at least.
And then he continues. He says, I've seen a picture with the entire show. The guy with the keyboard behind his head, is that Snitz? It doesn't look like him, but I don't know who else it would be.
Yeah, it's when I shaved my beard, I think, that day.
That is indeed Snitz with a guitar behind his head.
Nothing cooler.
That's right. And a raccoon tail. Isn't there some sort of raccoon tail hanging off?
There's a raccoon tail. Yeah, it's in my studio now, but yeah, behind me.
He's got a raccoon tail somehow hanging off of him or something in this photo. Mailman Dave writes, "Yo, Rover, I'm a day behind because I listened to the podcast on my route. I was wondering what Doogie thought of the hookup girl yesterday going out on these sex excursions while being a single mother. Doogie says she doesn't have the time to do anything but be with Gia, yet the hookup was having orgies and threesomes and sex clubs. Does Doogie look down on this woman for being so promiscuous as a mother?"
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. You have a baby at home.
It wasn't a baby. The kid's 21 now.
Oh. Oh. Well, that's different. Oh. Then she can do whatever she wants. I take that back.
So you don't look down on her?
She's not trying to get a babysitter or having someone watching her kid and just her watching her kid. So if the kid's 21, living his own life, parents free to do as many orgies and dildos as she wants.
Seanster writes, "Rover, this week has been full of money talk. It's been amazing. I'm sure you're aware of what the number 3 radio show in the country is, right?" The number 3 radio show.
I don't know what 1-2 is. I know we're 1. Who's 2 and 3?
Nice.
It's Dave Ramsey, which is a whole show on money and people's money problems.
Never heard of him.
You haven't?
No. Yeah, I have. I don't know as if I've heard the radio show. I think I might have seen this guy on TV or something.
I know that Mad Money guy.
No, nope, not that guy. Yeah, different guy. My wife and I are doing the Dave Ramsey baby steps, and they really do work. I think it would be really good to have Doogie, Charlie, Nads, Jeffrey, and Dieter go through Financial Peace University, a 9-week course on money management where they learn how to get out of debt, save, and spend money. It's life-changing. Doogie wouldn't do any of it, though. She'd go to one day and she'd think she's an expert. Or her friend Rachel in sales would tell her.
Rachel knows what she's doing and her family is loaded. So they know what they're doing.
Always,
I would trust them.
She talks about that.
They are loaded.
Well, she has money. She works hard.
If Rachel in sales, if her family is so loaded, why is she working at a radio station?
You know, we talk about that. Why wouldn't a couple of these loaded brothers just say, "Hey, here's a million here, here's a million there, retire."
Because the same reason I don't give my sister $900
you're
to pay
not
her Australian
loaded
taxes.
Like this loaded.
It doesn't matter.
But they
but
know
just
Rachel
because you're
works
loaded doesn't mean
off.
That you go, "Oh, I'm going to give you $1 million." No one does that.
That's like giving me a dollar yesterday so I could go buy a LaCroix.
Yeah, it was nothing. I did that to you. I gave you a dollar. That's right.
I know.
I don't think giving someone $1 million, I don't care how many millions you have. That's nothing. That's like a dollar.
I think she has a lot of money because when I went to New York, she gave me suggestions on hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're all really freaking pricey. And she's like, oh, this is a cheap one. It's like, whoa.
How much a night?
It was in the grand.
$1,000 a night?
Wow. Yeah, she goes, oh, these are the nice ones.
Oh,
wait,
$1,000
for a night?
Yeah, something
she
like that.
Wouldn't
That's
expense.
Insane.
She wouldn't do that.
Oh, yes, she would.
Well, she gave me a list, and I'm looking at the prices.
She wouldn't do that.
She gets paid the most here. She's the highest earning salesperson.
How do we know that? Is that even true? I mean,
they show you they always have a chart, like a competition chart, mm-hmm. that these people have to walk by every day and shows how much
right.
they make. I feel bad for the people at the bottom. It's these same sales
right?
guys.
I agree.
But Rachel's always at the very top.
Patrick
and shows,
Biddle.
Like, she always passes her mark. You gotta say his name?
Why say that?
What's that kid?
You know he's gonna email later.
What time did you say I was at the bottom of the sales list? He did that the other day.
He did what?
Did you talk about me on the show?
Why does he have his voice?
Yeah, he's
Why
like
does
a little
he talk
dwarf?
Like a gremlin?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, don't make fun of pit bulls.
He's the pit bull guy.
He's the pit bull sales guy.
Look at me, Robert.
The
pit bull lawyer.
Yes, Jeffrey, you're hovering.
You know?
No, I was listening to the exchange between Doogie and Snitz regarding, like, Doogie suggesting different hotels in New York City for Snitz to stay at. And I remember I told the story where I was on some talk show, like, 20-some-odd years ago. And that show literally put me up in one of the swank, and probably one of the, considered one of the swankiest hotels in New York City.
Oh, yeah?
It's called the Le Parc Meridien. It's on West 6th off 6th Avenue.
I've been there, too. That is a really nice hotel.
At the time, they were charging $300 a night, but I got to stay there for free because the show put me up there. So it was a pretty swanky-ass hotel.
I think I've stayed there, too. Rachel, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rachel.
In sales?
Well, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, love the show.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
First-time caller. Two things. First, you were talking about your hats and how you would have to retire them after a few months. Didn't know if you knew you can actually wash those in a dishwasher. They have, like, little molds you can put them in and put them in the dishwasher, and they come out just as brand new as when you bought them.
Really?
I do know that. However, I'll tell you, the molds that you put your hat into, it has, like, a top and a bottom. It's made out of plastic. It's supposed to keep the shape of your hat. I haven't found a mold that's small enough for the tiny hats that I wear. I'm not kidding you.
That's pretty small.
I know. Like I have the tiniest head.
The zombie in Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Thank God my penis is so huge. Otherwise, I'd have a complex. But yeah, I have to find like a kitty mole or mold or something. Yeah, that's a picture of it on RMGTV, the thing.
Yeah, it's like a little cage.
Right. And... Maybe I'll look on Amazon. Maybe that's where I buy everything else. Maybe they have them on there. Rachel, thank you. I do have to take a break in a second. I guess I have a few more minutes. Let's see here. Barry writes, Rover, your example yesterday of collecting Social Security based on making $1 million wasn't very accurate. The salary cap where you stopped making FICA payments was $118,500 in 2017. Anything you made over that wasn't taxed for FICA. I guess FICA is Social Security. I don't know.
Is it? Is that what?
No, I don't know. And doesn't count toward how much you collect when you retire. You made it sound like you keep paying in no matter how much you make. No. I'm saying that there's a cap of what you, the payout cap. That's all I was saying.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you make whatever. You can make $100 million. They don't pay you more in Social Security. But he did a better job of explaining it than me. Kara writes, I can't even imagine how hard it is for students that come out of college with a substantial amount of debt, then have to pay for health insurance out of their paycheck, and 401k, paying rent, paying for a car, and insurance, and trying to put it into that 401k. That's crazy. I make $55,000 a year, and really can't pull anything out for a 401k because my student loans are $864 a month.
Oh my God.
Damn.
I have now just been able to take $100 a month and put it into a savings account. It's crazy. Wow. $864 a month.
I remember student loans after college, man. I don't know how people get out of it.
Kara, what did you go to school for? What's she paying all this money for? I wonder what she's...
All right, doctor.
I don't think so. Making $55,000 a year?
That's true.
Foot doctor.
Foot doctors make money,
do
man.
They? Okay, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something.
Hey, all doctors. Ty writes, Rover, I'm 25, college educated, working full time. I cannot tell you how hard it is to save. With student loans, car payment, rent, and other living expenses, how do all these people who write these articles expect millennials to save? It's hard enough to live, let alone save. Then you have people say, well, you should stop going out and spending money on the weekends. If you ask them, they did the same thing when they were young. There's a huge double standard, I think, because they are so far removed from when they were young. Yeah, I have heard people say that. Well, then don't go on, don't get Starbucks. Don't do this. Don't do that. There is some truth to, look, you have to go out. But there is also some truth. If we were to ask Snitz how much he spends on Starbucks every month, if he put that into some sort of retirement account, he wouldn't be working here on the radio show if he would have done that his whole life.
Yeah, it used to be a lot. You're right.
You still drink Starbucks.
What
right?
happened?
No, I haven't gone back in a while. So it's a lot of money, man. It's awesome coffee, but
what were you spending per month?
I mean, every other day we'd spend $10. So I mean, wife and I. Well, yeah, because my wife and I will get one. You get free one every once in a while, but
a lot of people go every day though.
Yeah.
So you were spending $150 a month at one location at Starbucks, basically.
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah. Definitely.
So if you're going every day, you're spending, I guess a single person's probably spending that much. Couples, $300. I mean, that's
a lot of money. That's a lot. For coffee, yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't go out on the weekends, don't do things here and there, but $300 a month on coffee, I think you might be able to. But we love Starbucks. I'm sure they're a big advertiser.
Actually,
we recommend go there.
I like Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, well, their coffee is a lot cheaper than Starbucks. It tastes better, right? So go there right now.
I love you, Dunkin'.
Get your Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes. Thank you.
Let's see. Nicole writes, Rover, I really need to know, what is the issue with NADS? Why is it that no matter what is done on the show, he feels the need to try and outdo other show members? Is it the fact that he has so much crap in his past, he's trying to get the attention moved from that to hoping that he will get an attaboy? If this is the case, he should really give it up. He needs to watch the shows after, and he will see what a little bitch he sounds like. It does not make him look cool and is not going to make listeners like him anymore. If anything, it makes more people dislike him. As far as the race goes, he didn't beat Charlie. For one, Charlie took a 30-second break. So adding that in, he lost to Charlie by 15 seconds. Then nice. The other fact is that Charlie was only trying to do the mile in less than 10 minutes. Had it been put out there that the challenge was racing for the best time, I'm sure Charlie would not have slacked off and would have pushed harder. So, all in all, Nads, you're still a bitch and you need to give it up. Stop trying so hard.
Cool. Best time on the show. Didn't want to run a mile until Charlie started running his mouth on the aftermath. So I just went out and beat his time. That's all I did.
So he was gloating. That's what happened.
Oh my God. You wouldn't even believe how much he was gloating. He was like, I look down upon every single one of you that did not go out there and run today.
I still
I'm
do.
Like, all right, well, I'm going to go
still
do. It.
All right, I've got to take a break. We'll be back. We have the Shizzy, the news. What do you have on the way?
If you're a fan of the TV show on HBO, Sopranos, wait till I tell you what's coming up next. You are going to be so excited. I'll tell you the news story next.
We will be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover wants to tell you how he really feels, but he wasn't born with enough middle fingers to express himself.
F you guys. All right, here we go.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
If you're a fan of the HBO show The Sopranos, listen up. I've got a story for you. It's going to be exciting. I'll tell you the story next.
Great show.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Shane in Fort Lauderdale. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Shane.
Yo, what's going on, Rover?
Yo, what's happening?
Not much. So I just wanted to chime in. When I was 20 years old, I was in the military. I was making $3,000 a month. I didn't manage my finances good. I was in debt. Here I am a few years later, 26 years old. I'm working as a government contractor, making somewhere between $8,000 and $9,000 a month now. And really nothing's changed. I just spend more money. I'm in more debt. I have nice things, but, I definitely think there's a connection between millennials and being a little bit more difficult, but I also think that, the society is kind of built mindless consumers. And, we spend. I think everybody could dig down a little deeper and be a little more financially responsible.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you mentioned being in the military. I remember thinking, and we still have people overseas, but I remember thinking during the height of Afghanistan and Iraq and driving around in my nice car, coming into my nice cushy job, And looking around and thinking, boy, we really are not sacrificing much like we did back in World War II, say. I know it's different circumstances, but still. It was almost like, our everyday lives were not much affected, unless you knew someone that was over there. The everyday life of the average person was not changed at all. And when it comes to finances, yeah, people just don't sacrifice. There is not a commitment to save like there was maybe with older generations. I was never taught to save, and it took me a long time to figure. Mm-hmm. I got out of debt. I was $30,000 in debt, and I got for credit card debt and stuff like that. And it took me a long time to get out, years and years to get out of that debt. And then when I finally paid that off, I said, I'm never going to do that again, ever. And that was a lesson that I learned, and I did not do that. I never wanted to put myself in that same situation because it took years and years and years. It's like if you're a fat guy and you're super fat, and then you lose 150 pounds. Sure, you can go to Dairy Queen. You can go to Pizza Hut and start eating again. But you have to realize, I don't want to be in the same situation I was in, 150 pounds heavier than I am right now. It's the same thing with debt. Yep. And, Shane, at least you have the right idea with radio. He's not paying for his radio shows. He's just listening to Rover's Morning Glory for free. So that's
absolutely. That's good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shane. Subscribe to RMG Plus.
Yeah, go subscribe to RMG Plus if you're that much in debt. My God, you can afford $5 a month for RMG Plus. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Shane.
We're awful.
No, but he is right that the more money you make,
the more you spend.
I can always remember when I was younger, I thought, if I could only make this much money, I'll be set. Then you start making that much money and you go, I'm not set because all of the things that I wanted to buy when I'm making this much money, I bought them, and now I'm in the same place. So you just have more stuff, nicer stuff. People will drive by big homes and they'll think, oh, these guys have it made. I can't tell you the number of people in my, I don't have a lot of houses where I live now. There's like 5 houses on my street. That's it. But in my old neighborhood, there were, I don't know, however many, hundreds of houses. I can't tell you the number of people that were foreclosed upon, that were so far in debt. And you'd look at from the outside, you'd go, oh, these are nice houses. These people, they live on a golf course. They're living the life.
I wish I was them.
Right. No, they were just as in debt
as
everyone else.
Yeah. Sure.
People like to try to impress other people, and they overextend themselves. Matt in St. Louis, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, Rover?
Yo, what's happening?
Yo, man, I was listening on the iHeart app. I'm on my way from Northeast Ohio. I live down in the Medina area there, and I'm out here in St. Louis going to Oklahoma to pick up some farm equipment. I'll tell you what, it just absolutely made my day to be able to listen to you on the radio, just like I'm back home. Dieter, you're awesome.
Yo! Ducey,
you're awesome. Nads, Charlie, Jeffrey, Smith, you guys, you make my day. We're huge fans, my wife and I, and I just wanted to call you guys.
What are you picking up, a combine?
Thank you, by the way.
No, I'm actually picking up a round baler, makes big round bales of hay, and I'm going to be bringing it back home to do my little farm thing here in Wayne County, Ohio. So,
all right. Don't stick your arm in that thing. It's farming is dangerous. Like people have an idealized version of farming. It's hard ass work, man.
First all the time, you know, you got to watch for pinch points and PTO shafts and moving objects. So, you know, it's just common sense, which unfortunately today's society doesn't have a whole lot of, but not a lot of young guys out here still willing to farm and, you know, try to chase a dream. That's something I wanted to do my whole life. So, you know, what a kick butt road trip to run down to Oklahoma for a few days and bring a nice piece of machinery home.
Nice.
I've seen a video of a guy went in one of those machines. That makes
a hay baler?
Yeah, and it came out inside the bale of hay. I don't know if it's real, but his head was sticking out and his two arms.
I'll get it for you.
Yeah. No, I've seen that.
Yeah.
He jumped out of the back of it. He took off running with his arms and legs out. Yeah, it was pretty funny. But
now, how much does one of those things cost? We were just talking about money. That equipment is pretty pricey, isn't it?
Well, they can be. I mean, part of the reason that I'm going from Ohio to Oklahoma is because I'm picking a machine up for about $6,000 less than I could back there. And like I said, you know, I'm getting older. I'm 35 now, married and kids. So you don't always get to do those spontaneous things. So, you know, that stuff can range from a couple thousand dollars to, man, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, farmers can have millions of dollars in these operations, and they get the short end of the stick on the prices of the corn and the beans and the hay and the beef we sell. You know, it's a hard thing to do. You definitely don't do it to get rich. Do it because it's in your heart. And,
Did you meet your wife on what's that website? Farmers Only.
Yeah.
What is the dating?
No, man. My wife's a city girl from Medina, but I'm definitely converting her to the countryside. You know, them girls go crazy for the country boys, Rover.
A booming metropolis of Medina.
You put some hay, put a little thing of hay in your mouth. You take them out on a four-wheeler out mudding, and before you know it, they're riding in a pickup truck with a shotgun rack and chewing tobacco.
No. Let's not get crazy there, man. That's just bad.
All right. Matt, good luck. Be careful. Thank you, my man. And Ducey, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The Winter Games aren't over. The 2018 Paralympic Winter Games begin today with the opening ceremony in Pyeongchang. So organizers are saying that this is the largest in Pyeongchang. It's the largest in Winter Paralympics history. The organizing committee says up to 670 athletes from 49 countries will compete in six sports. The U.S., which has the largest team with 74 athletes, they'll count on stars like snowboarders and alpine skiers to improve on the 18 U.S. medals won in Sochi. So coverage will begin with the opening ceremony, 6 a.m. So it's happening right now, 6 a.m. on NBCSN. What is SN?
Sports Network, I think.
If you have that channel, well, it'd be nice to support them. Before we get into a little politics, I'm just going to remind you to spring forward this weekend, correct?
Oh, you know what I saw? Florida wants to get rid of this. They're so smart in Florida. I really need to move to Florida full time.
Look out the studio
window. They're so
window.
Smart. Yeah, I know. I'm so dumb.
I know
it's
you
snowing
are.
Outside, and
me
everything
too.
In Florida is nice weather, and they want to get rid of these time changes. Now, apparently what I read was they voted on this in Florida lawmakers did, and it has to, I think, somehow actually get approved by the United States Congress, I think. But there are a couple of states already, maybe Alaska and Hawaii, I'm not sure.
But, Arizona, right?
But they don't have this time change, this daylight saving time, which is ridiculous. It's so stupid. When they spring forward, that's what they would be stuck on.
Not right now.
No, this is the dumbest one, where it starts getting dark
time.
At 4 p.m.
This is the real time.
Well, they're stuck on the good time.
Yeah, the good time.
Yeah.
That's this coming up.
That is the good time, but
this
I think
is the good stuff coming up. This
right,
is what
that's
we'd
what
be,
they're
stuck
be stuck on.
On.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's the article I was reading said that they started this in the 60s nationwide, and it was to try to conserve energy. They said this saves no energy, zero energy doing this. It's just a pain in the ass. I hate it.
Why would it
gets
save,
dark so early?
Yeah. Why would it save energy?
Because
what, would you go home and turn the lights on?
I don't know. I don't know why though.
Because if it's dark at 4, I have to turn my lights on. But if it's dark at 8, I don't have to turn my lights on.
I guess.
People still turn their lights on though during the day.
But if it's sunny out at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I'm not turning my lights on. But if it's pitch black out, you got to turn every light on in the house.
I thought it all had to do with farming.
Yeah, like farmers don't know how to change their alarm clocks or whatever, and then.
I don't know what the hell
I heard.
To deal
I always
with,
thought
but
farming
it sucks.
Too.
It sucks. I don't. I there's. It, it's in the wintertime. It's dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That blows.
It does.
So Florida, there's a lot of craziness in Florida, as we know. We're always talking about Florida and the weird stuff that happens there. But boy, they have this one right. They're dead on with this.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of it getting dark, like because I work at my fence home until like 4:30 in the afternoon, and just as I'm leaving, the sun's just starting to set. And I said, that gets depressing.
It is.
But I agree
lately
with you.
It hasn't. I mean, it's been, Gia and my daughter and I keep talking about it. Look, because we'll go to a dance class, still light out. So we know it's coming.
Yeah,
it's
dance
no,
moms,
it's been better.
Dance class.
It's all been
right,
better.
Go on, dude.
Talk slut.
F off. So change your clock Saturday night when you go to bed tomorrow night. Change your clock forward, spring forward, and you wake up Sunday and you're all good to go. All right, let's get down to some politics. I'm sorry I had to do this, but officials, we'll start with this story. Officials from South Korea, they want to meet with Donald Trump's national security team. They want to meet with the president. So this would be North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He wants to meet with Trump to negotiate a freeze of its nuclear weapons programs. And Trump said, yeah, I'm up for it. Let's do it. This has never happened.
Yeah, this got people
ever.
All in a tizzy because apparently Trump was just like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, normally you negotiate in advance. You get some preconditions laid out. Hey, I wish him luck. We'll see what happens. I have a feeling it will be just like everything else. But it's better than the nonsense we've been having for the past year. Of the back and forth, the little rocket man and all of that.
Name calling.
It can't be any worse.
Yeah.
So I wish the Donald the best of luck.
Meanwhile, the Donald signed orders yesterday to impose heavy tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, despite opposition from fellow Republicans. He did, however, leave in some flexibility in the plan in order to ease the blow to some of the country's closest allies. He did a big press conference yesterday. He had steel workers and people all over. They steel workers?
Yeah.
And all these Republicans coming out saying, please don't do this. Please don't do this. Please don't do this. And he did it. Paul Ryan came out and said, I am against this. I think he has the right intentions, but the way that he's going about it, I am not a fan of this. So
he's stuck in this weird thing where he wants to bring back all of these jobs that really just are not going to exist anymore. Coal mining and stuff like this. Like, we're moving forward. We should be moving forward, not backward. And a lot of these jobs in the steel industry or other industries, a lot of jobs taken by automation. It has nothing to do. He's obsessed with these trade deficits. Like, it has to equal out to zero or we're getting screwed. And that's just so far from the truth. I mean, We can buy stuff from and get stuff from other countries. They don't need to buy the same amount of stuff from us.
Right.
I mean, we get all of our crap from poor-ass nations. I don't think they're going to be buying as much from us as we are from them. It's just weird.
I want to introduce you to Braden Marshall.
Who's that?
Brandon Marshall. This doesn't have the end. Brandon Marshall is the world's tallest teenager. He's 16 years old. He's 7 feet 4 inches tall, and he is still growing.
Oh man!
And there are pictures
of him.
How
awkward does that kid look? Huh?
All over. He's from Wales. Why?
And how tall is he?
He is 7 feet 4 inches.
And what's he? I don't understand.
World's tallest teenager.
No, there's a teenager that lives 20 minutes from us.
His fake news.
That guy looks like a praying mantis.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
he lives 20 minutes from us. He's 7'7".
This guy, you ever seen him play basketball?
No.
He's skin and bones, Rover, and he can just take the ball and just drop it in
and
the hoop.
And I'm pretty sure that guy is.
I mean, he's if you
17.
This is from Fox News saying that they're introducing us to the world's tallest.
Robert Bobrovsky. I don't know where he grew up or anything.
Romania.
But now he lives right here.
You got to see this guy play basketball.
And is he in high school?
Yeah. 17 years old.
Yeah, I'm saving you two videos.
And he's 7'7"?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's
I'm
huge.
Afraid it's like his leg's just going to break if you touch it because he's just all bone.
Very skinny.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
So fake news.
I apologize. I didn't fake realize.
News. I saw that, too. And I didn't mention this kid that's 3 inches taller. I don't know why.
Maybe because this guy's still growing. I don't know. Maybe they never heard of this guy.
How tall is your guy?
My guy is 7 feet 4 inches.
And how old
7'4".
Is he?
7'4". He is 16.
Yeah, this guy around here is 17. Here, I saved you. His name's Robert.
Huh.
Where is it? Is it in today's folder?
Okay. Yeah, you have one of him playing basketball. You can see just how huge he is. And then,
well, we got to have him here. Let's have him come in.
I was hoping we could do that. Like, do we do a little challenge with him or something? Maybe him and Jeffrey can do something?
Because, yeah, Jeffrey's kind of small. This guy's huge. Just huge.
Hold on. Give me a second. There he is.
Look at that. Him.
Oh, man.
Is he like a praying mantis?
He does have skinny ass stick legs, huh?
Watch him run.
He's like a giraffe running. Oh,
and
my
that
Lord.
Is the, that's the tallest?
Yeah.
That I know of.
But he could dunk without even jumping.
Right. Oh, he's got an NBA career just waiting for him.
You
oh, he's
got to
hit the weight room. Look at this. He can dunk it without, I mean,
oh, yeah,
you're
look.
Right.
When he puts his arm up, he's touching the
rim.
The rim.
I have another video of him trying to get into a car.
Oh, man.
Dude, this guy's got to hit the weight room, though.
They're trying.
His little stick legs are going to break.
I know, Rover, when you're that tall, you're stretching out all that muscle.
He looks like he's like 150 pounds.
He's 184 pounds.
Oh, my God. 100 and what? 84?
184.
Wow.
He's how tall?
7'7".
Oh, my God. And he lives right here.
Yeah. I'll work out with that guy.
Remember those kids who tried to sneak into the movie with the trench coat? That's what he looks like.
Oh, yeah. I love that video.
Let's see. Here he is trying to get into a car, you said?
Yeah, like he's showing how he gets into a car.
Get right in, drive away. But how does a guy that's 7'7", like Robert here, how do you get yourself into an accident like this if you were to go? You want to show?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right.
I wouldn't even think that's a real guy if I saw him on the street.
Looks like he's in stilts.
It's always said those are skinny jeans and they're still baggy.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
He's very skinny.
Oh, you
skinny.
Need a bigger car, honey.
Oh, this is great.
He can't. He's. Oh, he's folding like a pretzel. Ah! Oh, this is terrible.
He got in.
He needs
Robert
a bigger.
Robert Bobrovsky getting into the 4-door accent.
There you go.
Oh my God!
Good rules.
How tall are his parents? We got to find this guy. Yes, Jeffrey.
Do you know him?
No, I don't know him, but I think that it might affect his height might affect him like later in life because he is what you call giantism, and I think that affected Andre the Giant because Andre the Giant was tall as you know as a kid. He was
how tall?
7 feet 5 inches.
Well, my guy that you had said he's got to hit the gym, Rover.
Yeah.
My guy from my story, because of his size, he consumes 8,000 calories a day. 8,000 calories a day just to keep him.
You would have to have all of your clothes custom. I mean,
of course.
Those are custom,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I mean, you can't buy stuff off the shelf.
Because nobody's making clothes for that.
doesn't consider 7'7". Like, there's no way.
Doogie, his dad is 7'1", and his mom is 6 foot.
Wow. That's insane.
At eight, he was 6'2".
Wow. Oh, my. At my daughter's age.
It's a 6'8".
Oh, my God. Wow, that's crazy. And then I'll end with this. I'm sorry we're running late. A Sopranos creator, David Chase, has written a prequel movie called The Many Saints of Newark. It takes place in the 60s. It'll focus on younger versions of some of the show's characters, including Tony Soprano's parents. How cool is this?
And a young Tony Soprano?
Yeah, it's in the works, they say. That's the working title.
And what's this going to be? This is going to be a one-off movie, a series, or what?
Well, it's been 11 years, so we'll take this, whatever it can be. They say that it's set around the time of the Newark riots in the 60s, when the African-Americans and the Italians of New Jersey were at each other's throats, and some gangsters took it to another level.
It's a movie, Robert.
Okay. I just said that.
Is it a movie or a series?
Oh, no, it's a movie. It's a movie. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is a movie. I apologize. They said that there's no timeline yet, but it will feature younger versions of several of the characters, including Tony Soprano's parents.
Okay.
I like this.
Oh, I think it sounds great.
Yeah, for sure. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
We'll be right back.
Rover's Morning Glory.
You might be fat, but look at the bright side. It makes you harder to kidnap.
Just forget it.
Yep, you'll get hours of positivity listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
I was reading an article a while ago that in New York, the school systems there have said you can no longer do gender-based after-school activities with parents, like daddy-daughter dances. Can't do it anymore.
But they have prom with mom.
No, can't do that either.
But they balance it for both. So they have
the
boys and the girls
can't
covered.
Can't do it, Douchey. That's what they said. Because everyone has to be included, you know?
They
what if you have it? Well, what if you have a transgender parent or something like that? I don't know.
A kid or a
and
parent?
And what if you make a kid feel bad because their dad isn't around? Their dad left them and mommy. Oh, you don't want that kid to feel bad, so cancel the daddy-daughter dances. That's what New York has done. And some parents are outraged at that. Some schools have defied that, and they've gone ahead with daddy-daughter dances.
And it doesn't necessarily even have to be a daddy-daughter dance. I think that just changed the name of the dance. Me and my guy dance. You know what I mean? And if it's who, it's
yeah,
that
but
guy
no, no,
that's
you can't
important.
Even do me and guy. My guy. That's a guy. That's gender-based. This is... I don't know what you look confused about. I've explained it.
No,
it's simple.
Would the daddy-daughter dance that you're going to tonight, Rover, would Doogie be allowed to go to that?
Yes, Gia said. Oh, in that story, I see you're saying.
No.
Tonight, you're not allowed to go as a woman.
You're not? There's no women at this dance?
No.
That is not true.
Yeah,
I asked my daughter.
If you couldn't go, Rover, who would she take? You think she can't take a lady? She can't take the
nanny? There's no women there.
But what if it's a single mom?
There can be, yes.
So you're allowed to go.
True.
Oh, yeah. Then what's
you
the big deal?
You are allowed to go.
So
my
it's
daughter,
not like hard
I've
rules.
Never seen it.
But my daughter.
Yeah, but you would be allowed to.
Correct.
Well, if somebody had no men in there, there's no grandpa, no father, nothing. They can't take an aunt or their mom?
Can't go.
Wow.
Shut your pie hole. That's not true. I know for a fact if I wanted to take my kid there, she doesn't want me to go, I could take her as the daddy-daughter
dance. It's not like a hard rule of like gender-based, but it's a suggestion. Bring a guy. But like,
but in your story,
if Doogie was allowed, if you didn't exist, Rover, Doogie would be allowed to go. So what's the big deal?
I don't know if that's true.
Dude, they wouldn't let the little girl go to the dance. They'd say no. Because Doogie's a woman.
There've been women that have gone. A grandma or somebody.
I've never seen it.
Okay, are you really looking
around?
Have
you seen it?
No, I've asked my kid. I'll ask the other school moms, too.
Well, so who's right?
I'm right, okay. Of course, like always.
Do you really think there's a school?
The Department of Education ordered schools to eliminate any gender-based practices like daddy-daughter dances in a policy that was put into place about a year ago, unless they serve a clear educational purpose.
Like what?
I don't know.
Well, let's think. What could be a clear educational purpose?
Well, do any dances serve that purpose?
Like probably prom not. And stuff? I don't think so.
Is that next?
But that's not necessarily gender-based, Snitz.
I did go stag at prom.
That's one no big
year,
surprise.
Like a sophomore, or maybe it wasn't prom.
Yeah, you can't go to prom
right,
as a sophomore.
Homecoming stag. We would go to those dances, and there's no educational. Although, if homecoming, you have homecoming week, and you build floats, and you have all kinds of activities. Yeah, I see no educational value in any of those dances.
No, if it's
I
a think dance.
About, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, there's no. It's just fun. It's something for kids to do.
Yeah.
So you're not hitting them over the head with studies. They got them to doing too much work, I think. Too much homework, too much. They got them doing too much busy work. Get them ready for life. Mark in West Palm Beach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
Hey, you know what they're doing? What they're doing down here is to avoid all that. Now, the school systems are back ass words down here, if I could say that. But the one thing they are doing right now is to avoid the issue with the daddy or whatever. They have VIP dances.
I like that.
So the kid can bring whoever they want, a mother.
Essentially, it could be, you know, your mom, your dad, your uncle, your whatever. You know, it could be your neighbor who helps take care of you for that matter. But
I like that.
But essentially, that's. Yeah, it's a pretty cool idea. It works. A lot of times you'll see that the girls will bring, you know, their father figure. The boys will bring some their mother figure, of course. But at least it works out that way. You don't have people worrying about
now,
it.
Now, do they have two of those? Because traditionally you'll have a like a daddy-daughter dance. And then what's the one they do?
Prom with mom.
Okay, that the girls go to.
Yeah.
So is this all of the boys and girls, students get to go, or
all right. Essentially, yeah, that's what it is. And that way, they break it down, say between different grades. That way, the schools aren't over. You know, say they'll do like a first to third grade, and then a third to fifth grade, and then you know something along that line for the elementary schools. That way, you'll have like kindergartners and fifth graders all at the same dances or whatever.
So real quick,
it seems to work out. Yeah. I've been doing it with my kids for a few years. You know. And so on. And
what were you going to say, Charlie?
Prom with mom is where the boy goes to the school dance with his mom?
Yes.
Could you imagine doing that?
Oh, God, no.
Is that place empty? What boy would ever do that?
It has to be. Because
the
girls get really into this. Like, this is what? Is this going to be my third year of taking G to this thing?
Yeah. That's the daddy-daughter dance. Yeah, it's totally
the girls are like, they're all into that. They're out there dancing and doing like the weird stuff.
Could you imagine being 10 and going, any age, and going to a school dance with everybody else's kid?
Anxiety, panic attack, embarrassment.
Why? You're 5 or 6. You don't care about that yet.
You don't know.
Not five, you're saying or six, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh yeah, getting up there. But I'm thinking these are younger kids.
They are.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Seven, 8 year olds.
I don't know if you care yet.
Actually, some of them are older because isn't it? It's the whole school, right? Or is it only her grade?
We go up to fourth. Yeah.
Fourth grade. Okay, so.
How old is that in
That's
fourth
not
grade?
Bad yet, Rover. Junior high school, you're 10? Like, oh, God.
Well, of course. But even 8, I don't think I would do that.
Were you embarrassed by you'd get out?
Every single person
You were
was.
The kind of kid that you'd make your mom drop you off around the corner?
This isn't a lie. My mom would have to drop me off around the corner, and she was a substitute teacher, so we'd be going to the same place.
No.
And I would get dropped off at school.
But 2 blocks away?
Yeah, and then we'd just both see each other in the hallways.
And you pretend like you didn't know her?
No, I would know. People, it was very apparent because we had the same last name. But
did she ever teach any of your classes?
A couple times, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And how was that?
I was just a, I think the way I dealt with that, I was like super bad on purpose to make it even worse for my mom, to make it seem like I was cool.
Yeah.
And my mom
I'll
was
show
cool.
You. Yeah.
And I'm just yelling the F word and writing F word on the board or something. Just like, hey, look what I can do.
Yeah. Most boys are embarrassed by that kind of. It is really weird to, because I didn't have, you know, I do have two sisters, but I didn't have them until I think I was 15 or so when my sister was born. And so I didn't grow up with any. It's just the difference between boys and girls is huge.
But I see it
watching too. These girls and these things.
So my daughter's almost 8, and I have entered the phase of I usually, when we walk into a store, we get out of the car, I hold her hand. She lets go of my hand. And it just, your heart just breaks a little. Because she's, you know, and then you keep her close because of cars. But your heart just breaks. It's that independence where they get embarrassed. They don't want anyone to see. So, I mean, I get it. Girls get embarrassed, too.
Dave in Dayton. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, man.
Hey.
So you grew up without your father, right?
Right.
Okay, so do you think that if your mother wanted to take you to a, or well, I guess it wouldn't have worked that way, you would definitely be able to take her daughter. I grew up without my father, and my mother took me to a daddy daughter, or my sister to a daddy daughter dance when we were in elementary school. And I was just wondering, how in the world would you think Doogie wouldn't be able to go?
I've never seen it.
It's her daughter.
Just telling you, I've gone to a couple of these. I've never seen anyone,
tonight,
a woman.
I'll because look. My daughter, I asked my daughter, because I
Your
get
daughter
actually.
Is 6 when you asked her. She doesn't know what the hell's going on. She's talking about teachers that are there and stuff.
I'm
100% sure. Like I said, my mother took my sister to a daddy-daughter dance. And I'm here in Ohio with you, so I know, I mean, I can't imagine, I think it's ridiculous that New York's doing away with the daddy-daughter or mother-son, whatever. I mean, you know, that's time with your parents. If you don't have that parent, of course, your other parents should be able to take you. And I was just wondering, like, I mean, if you really thought that was like a hard-up rule, that's
it's
ridiculous.
Not. He's making it up. He's not.
I'm not making anything
you,
up.
You are.
I
know.
Why would they call it a daddy-daughter dance?
Because
then?
That's what most people would do, but somebody with a single parent would be allowed to go.
But now we're so politically correct, you can't even call it that, because what if someone doesn't have a father?
Doesn't have a father.
Right.
Well, and they're still calling it that.
Well, for the time being.
You're arguing something about something
that's
not
happening. We're not New York State. It's what do you mean it's not happening? I'm reading an article on this right now. PC culture killed our school's father-daughter dance.
In New York.
Right.
Where you are going tonight, if I chose to kick your ass to the curb, I could take my kid.
I don't think they'd let you.
They would stop her at the door.
They do a genital check at the front door of the school.
Well, now I definitely want
to. At least
go.
I've been whipping it at her.
Stop
Is that
it.
Weird? I don't know.
Come on.
Maybe the principal just likes me.
Stop it.
I haven't seen it. I'm just telling you the truth.
Well, this one mom, she dressed as a man to go to the father-daughter dance.
Yeah.
And she was banned from the event. This happened in 2017.
Which?
In Georgia.
Okay.
So maybe Rover's right.
See?
A woman cannot go to
you
this.
Can't.
I will.
You can't.
She put on a beard and put on a plaid pants.
Well, that's why she's causing a ruckus. That's why. Just go as a normal as your mom, and I don't see a problem.
Why would it wear a ruckus on what she's wearing, Snitz?
She's wearing a beard and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's not. I'm sure she's not transgender. She's probably just doing as a thing against the rules, the daddy daughter thing.
But if she was doing it as transgender,
then
it would be okay.
No problem at all.
Then it's not. That's fine if a woman puts on a beard and dresses up.
But she's doing it as a joke. Then it's a different story.
Well, was it a joke or what was the...
No, she wanted to take her daughter.
Because they don't allow women to do it.
Yeah.
So just change the name to, like that guy said, VIP. Just change the name. It's no problem. I don't see any problem with this.
As the headline says, our PC culture killing daddy-daughter dance.
I'm pretty liberal, and this is just getting ridiculous, all these things.
Well, you just said to change it to VIP. So you are part of, you say you're pretty liberal, but you are... advocating the very thing that you're saying you're not.
Just got a text from Dumb, who was our old phone screener.
And we know what a bad parent he is.
No, so whatever, stop it.
Whatever he
we
has
love
to
you,
say,
Dumb.
You know it's going to be inaccurate.
No, oh my God, he's Dumb. Come here and kick Rover's
just
ass.
Just because he has 12
no,
different
no,
kids
no,
by
no,
six different
doesn't.
Women doesn't mean he's an expert in parenting.
You dumb bitch.
Dumb texted, I just DJ'd a father-daughter dance that had to be changed to Dancing with My Superhero. It was made open to everyone because a mom threatened to sue.
Well, there you go.
It happened
Dumb knows
in
what he's
February.
Talking about. See? As I said, the world's best parent.
No, so
he really knows what he's talking about.
So it's not banned.
No, it was banned. They had to change the name.
No, but the dance still goes on.
The dance is happening, and it's along the lines of what the guy said in yeah. Florida, VIP. So I if that's what happens down the road, but I have no problem with the daddy-daughter and the prom with mom. But
Angela, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Rover.
Hi.
Hi. So I just wanted to make a comment. My daughters go to Parma schools, and their father is not around. And they have begged me to go, and I've asked the schools to go, and mothers cannot go to a father-daughter dance.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See,
this lady's actually a mom.
It can be a grandfather, but the moms cannot go. It cannot be a female.
See?
I'm texting one of the school teachers to find out.
Angela, no. She's
no.
tried to do it. She's
well, then
tried
good.
To
they
take
should
her.
Change that, because if it's a single mom, she should be allowed to go.
Well, she can
yeah,
go to the
and they still
whatever.
Wouldn't let me. They didn't care. It can be any male figure. It can be an uncle. It can be a grandparent.
Jared from Subway.
No,
oh, stop it.
No, they even let him in, I think.
Stop it.
But just not mothers. Can't do that. All right. Yeah, thank you, Angela. Now, I have in fact, we've got to wrap up the show early today because
he's got to go get his hair done.
Yeah, right.
He's got a big
I live
date
so far away now, it's going to take me an hour and a half to travel from my house to Doogie's house.
What time's this dance? It's,
at 6 o'clock, but I have to take her out to dinner first.
That's a horrible.
Oh, dinner first?
Right. So Doogie's like, you got to be here at 4 o'clock. Oh, let me tell you what else she's
doing. Yeah, what else? Yeah.
Let's get into it.
I said, no, Doogie, I'm not doing this.
Yes.
I said, you're a grown woman. You can do this on your own. She goes, when you come over for the dance, why don't you come early so you can do my taxes for me?
At 3,
oh,
I asked them to come
interesting.
At 3.
So you can do my taxes for me,
please.
She says. That.
What do you mean, on TurboTax?
Yeah. I can't figure that out.
It couldn't be any simpler. It's very simple questions. It's just like,
right,
it's, did you buy
confused.
A house?
It's almost
no.
like people with brain damage can do their taxes on TurboTax, Doogie. I don't know how you could be confused by this.
Did you buy a car this year? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I did. Did I?
Fully there's loaded a, car. Yes.
Couldn't be any easier.
And there's a little video thing on the corner. You get actually a little live, not live, a little video recorded person actually answers questions for you.
Yeah, like any time there's a little question mark, you just hit it and they'll be like, in case you don't understand this part, and they go in depth with that.
I'll look
but for
into
the most
it.
Part, have you tried it? I don't think she's even tried.
No, she hasn't.
I watch Rover do it
that's
every
the aggravating
year.
Part.
I watch
you don't
him.
Watch me
yes,
do
I
it
do.
Every
I
year.
Yes, I do. I sit
no,
there and
don't.
I hover. Yes, I do. You've yes, I do.
It's a lie.
He does it at my
that's,
house. What
that's
mean?
The super
that's
aggravating
absolute,
part.
That's an absolute lie.
No, because you're
I'll
always
you
like,
example,
let me take
because,
it home.
Yeah, yeah, and I have all of your tax documents at my house right now to give back to you from last year because I took it to my house, sitting at her house doing her taxes.
Well, I don't
no.
want your
when I do her taxes for her, I take them to my house.
Also, when you log in from last year,
it has all your info pre-filled.
It just sucks it right in. And yeah. it's almost done now. I mean, yeah. you just basically have to answer 20 questions.
I know.
And the fact that you don't even try is the annoying part. Like, if you tried and failed, that's one thing,
yeah.
but just push it off on somebody else.
So she's like, come over
no.
early. I go,
three
no,
o'clock.
I'm not coming over. I mean, I'd have to leave the radio station and go straight to her house.
I told him he could nap at my house.
Don't do that. Seriously, don't do her taxes. You were just yelling at me about not doing my taxes when I was 24.
That's right.
Because I had a tax
was,
guy.
And she was agreeing with
and you
me,
were,
I think.
Yeah. Oh, because I had a tax guy, and I'm such an a-hole for having a guy that would do my taxes. Then you are that guy.
Yeah.
Doing people's taxes. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
Cutting
do
you
it,
off,
man.
Doogie.
Do it.
I like knowing how much she's making, you know. I like
start doing it and then walk out.
Yeah.
Like,
just get the hard numbers and then
right?
bail. I can't believe you're doing her taxes.
He hasn't. I keep asking him.
He does every year.
But he won't. He's like,
yeah, every year I've done her taxes.
What do you mean?
For
the fact you're just saying, no, he doesn't. No,
he doesn't want to do it this year. He keeps
I
saying.
I don't want to do it any year.
But I just wear
year.
Him down.
Why don't you go to a tax place?
She does. She wears it down. She's bitching and moaning and crying about it. And then it's so easy to do. It takes 20 minutes.
See, that's why I don't go to a tax place, because it takes them 20 minutes to do it.
It could take you 20 minutes to do it. I don't get it. I mean, unless you have a complicated tax situation.
Which
and you
I don't.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't do my taxes.
Well, you have a company.
I do her taxes. I don't do my own taxes, if you can believe that.
You have a lot of crap.
Anyhow.
I'll try it.
Don't forget you bought Bitcoin this year. Make sure you throw that in.
Curious George, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Can't go a day without Curious George. What is he curious about today? Let's see. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm actually curious about Gia's real father. I'm not sure. Does Gia know much about, you know, what he does for a living, you know, anything like that? And also, if Gia asks Gia who her real father is, what is Gia going to do?
It was a sperm donor. So it's an anonymous sperm donor. I don't know their name. I don't know anything about them now. At the time, there's
a
profile,
right?
Yeah, I'm getting
the height, the weight,
they
his
have
job.
All of that. They
so
have,
what was his job back then?
He was a college student at the time.
Yeah, okay. Homeless guy.
No, don't say that.
Yeah. Anybody can say college.
You
got to
watch these documentaries.
That one.
Yeah, you got to watch this.
I'm good.
They put in these profiles, oh, he's studying microbiology. No, he's a homeless guy.
He donates plasma.
Yeah,
all right.
That's it. So
I don't know where he's working right now.
And what do you do if Gia asks?
When she has asked before, she asked how come she doesn't have a daddy or where does she come from? And I said, well, when she was little, and this held it off for a while, I said, well, I asked God for you and you came out of my belly and you're a gift from God.
Always give your kids the straight scoop.
You think your mother Mary got like the Immaculate Conception?
No, she's five. She doesn't understand all of that.
No, she's going to be eight.
No, I said she's asked me this before, but she hasn't talked about it. It's just there are people that don't have moms.
I'll be sure to fill Gia in tonight.
Don't you dare.
What are you going to say? The homeless guy was a donor?
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to take my straw out of my drink and I'm going to go, see this straw? This is how they fertilized your mother with you. All right, let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Life is full of heartache, misery, failure. So is Rover's Morning Glory.
This is bad in every sense.
Now back to the show.
Try not to kill yourself.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
I'm going to do a death watch between two celebrities. Two females are in the news, and they're both going crazy. Who do you think will die first, and who are the two celebrities? I'll tell you the story coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. 866-YO-ROVER is the number here. 866-967-6837. Jessica, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Rover.
Hi.
I just wanted to call in. I was last week took a potty.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to call in because nobody ever follows up on your date.
Oh, so did you go out on your date?
Yes, last night we went out to the Wild Eagle Saloon. It was an absolute blast. I've never been there. The place is really cool, like with all the little table games and everything around and serve yourself alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a great time. The guy was really fun. I mean, he was really nice. And the limo driver was awesome. I like the fact that we went out with, like, other people. Kind of made it less awkward on, like, a first date scenario. So it's really cool. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in and thank you guys.
Well, you didn't answer the big question. Did you put out?
No, I didn't. I have to work. I'm actually at work hiding in the bathroom calling you guys out. But, no, I mean, we were going to go out afterwards, but they weren't drinking. And I didn't really know, like, where you're going to go after a restaurant if nobody's drinking with you. You know, so.
Why wasn't anyone else drinking?
Well, my date was sober. He's been sober since he's 21. And then the hookup from yesterday, Lori's date, he said it wasn't a good idea to be drinking. They all had really far ways to drive home.
Ah.
And the snow last night, yeah. I was close, so I was like, well, I'm going ham. Rover's paying for it.
Yeah, she was ready to party. Well,
yeah.
I'm glad you had a good time, Jessica. And now are you going to see the guy again, do you think, or is it one and done?
Probably. He called me this morning, so I've yet to get back to him. I'll probably text him back in a minute here, and we'll probably go out and do something. So,
this morning he called. Right.
That's, yeah. Really
That's an
cool.
aggressive move.
That's yeah. great. Aggressive.
Yeah, this morning, wake up yeah. and dial.
I'm not even a text.
You usually like wait three days, don't
That's
you?
That's the standard.
That's
yep,
sweet.
3 days.
Yeah. Well, he asked me last night, too. He's like, so is it cool if I call you tomorrow? I'm like, isn't it supposed to be like a 3-day rule thing? Aww. So apparently not.
But all right. He's all right. An eager beaver. Jessica, yeah. I'm glad you had a good time. Thank you for giving us an update. And Doogie?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I'll be reminding you all morning long, daylight saving time starts Sunday. So Saturday, 2 a.m., technically Sunday, when you go to bed tomorrow night, change your clock, spring forward.
So Sunday, 2 a.m., not Saturday.
Yeah.
2 a.m.
Very confusing.
Whatever.
Sunday, 2 a.m.
It's not confusing.
Kind of like she said Donald tomorrow. Trump was going to meet with the leader of South Korea.
Yeah.
She said that last news. I think she meant North Korea.
Well, he did the same thing. Didn't you hear that news story?
No.
Did he got off the phone. He's like, yeah, I just got done talking to North Korea on the phone. And I told them to get rid of their nukes. And then everybody's like, that was the leader of South Korea. You're talking to the wrong guy.
That's funny. Go on, Doogie.
So change your clocks. Everybody kiss my ass. Change your clocks, please. And this will affect you. So some ways of how it's going to affect you. A new survey asked people how long it's going to take them to adjust the time change. And 24% of people who say they adjust instantly with no issues at all. And that's not possible.
No, that's not possible. It's going to take a whole week.
Not possible. Yes, that's exactly.
This is Doogie's top story all morning long. Yeah. A time change.
Yeah, like,
and all of our phones do it automatically.
Automatically.
My clock,
your computer,
though.
Your phone. You don't you have notice? To worry about it.
Well, like your microwave won't.
My
your
stove.
Oven. Yeah, something like that. You have
Thank
to
you,
do.
Dieter.
But your phone, yeah. All right. Automatic.
Top news story. Everything going on in the world.
Right.
Time change.
Yes.
Does anybody do it the night before?
I do.
What a loser.
Yeah, won't you just wake up night? And do it?
Is that bad that I do
yes,
it?
You think she's waiting Saturday night for it?
You have nothing else going on Saturday night that you're going on
I do
changing
it before I go to
clocks.
Bed. I get the chair.
She
the
likes going
procedure.
Forward so that she can go to bed even earlier. Oh, it's so late. Time to get into bed, Gia. Let's cuddle.
The State Department has issued a security alert for the Mexican resort town of Playa del Carmen. According to the alert, the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City received credible information about a threat to the popular tourist destination. The State Department also shuttered their consular office there, and they warned U.S. tourists to consider this information before traveling to the city. Would you go to Mexico?
Absolutely not.
Any of the resorts?
Someone just emailed me from Mexico. They were listening to the show down there. I said, don't get your head chopped off. It's no, it's not worth it.
If you stay at the resort.
But you have to get to the resort somehow, Dieter.
You have to get close. Find a place close to the airport.
Yeah, it's... No, I wouldn't go down there.
The Obamas are reportedly close to sealing a deal with Netflix. President Obama and his wife are in advanced talks to produce a series of exclusive programs on Netflix that will be available to the streaming service's nearly 118 million subscribers. The deal has not yet been finalized, and both the format and number of episodes, they're all under discussion. That's according to the New York Times. But people close to the negotiations, they said that the program would not be a direct rebuttal of President Trump's agenda or Obama's other conservative critics. So I think this might be pretty good. I would definitely watch to see what they would produce. Speaking of President Trump, Jeffrey gave me this story about Stormy Daniels. Although she did reach a deal to keep silent about her alleged affair with Donald Trump, the porn star had already discussed it with several people, according to a newly released settlement agreement. Among those who knew, Jessica Drake. That's another porn star who has accused Trump of inappropriate sexual contact.
Yeah, I think Jeffrey knows her.
I think he met
her.
She's
been on the show.
She's been on the show.
Her and Jeffrey didn't get along. No, her and Jeffrey didn't get along. Jeffrey was interviewing her outside, and he kept asking her how much her sweater meat weighed.
Oh, that's her?
I wouldn't. No, but if it's just, that was just a standard interview line of questions. She said she was uncomfortable. She was mean and whatnot. And I think that was. I think that was somebody say, "Well, do the, probably have her do that on purpose to make me feel like a douchebag." No. So,
but that's
well. Once he said sweater meat, she's like, "What are you talking about?" Then he started grabbing his nipples and going, "You know, sweater meat." And he started
grab my nipples.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. Whatever. Anyways, yeah, that's one of the things in. So then there, I don't know, it's just with Trump, anything's possible.
All right. So who is going to go crazy first? Heather Locklear or Tori Spelling?
Well, Heather Locklear already wasn't she arrested a week or two ago? Why? What did Tori Spelling do?
For the second time this month, Tori Spelling's husband called the police on his wife. This time, Dean McDermott sent cops to check up on Tori when she visited a doctor's office in Thousand Oaks, California. TMZ says that he sounded the alarm when Tori left home with at least one of their kids, though it wasn't immediately clear why he was nervous or raising concerns, but police reportedly found the star at the doctor's office and determined she and her children, they were okay because no crime had been committed, no other actions were taken.
Maybe
now,
he's
last
the crazy
week,
one.
Last week, Dean called 911 and said his wife was having a mental breakdown. Though police spent several hours at the couple's home, officials said no crime was committed and no arrests were made on that situation.
Are the police the right people to call if you're having a mental breakdown? Aren't there other people you can call?
Who?
You're going to kill yourself. You
sort
need
a mental health crisis center or something.
Do they have emergency vehicles, though?
Your best bet is call a cop. He can handcuff you if you're going to try to hurt yourself. They can shoot you if you have a knife.
Maybe she is having a breakdown. Or maybe he is. They keep leaving, saying nothing has happened.
And then Heather Locklear, you had said that she was arrested.
Yeah, what'd
felony
she do? She
charge
some
of domestic violence and three counts of
misdemeanor. Oh, man, she looks rough in this booking photo, doesn't she? Wow.
Well, her home was raided after she threatened to shoot police officers as they were arresting her for alleged domestic violence. So according to the search warrant, the 56-year-old actress told deputies that she would shoot them if they ever came back to her house again. So she is going a little bit crazy. And people are concerned what's happening.
She's a drunkard.
She likes the booze.
She's probably loaded. I remember a few years ago, she crashed her car drunk. Just read a story that happened in... Actually, I don't even know what state it was. There was a 911 call. Two women were yelling at each other on this 911 call. So they sent cops out there, but they sent the cops to the wrong address. So the cops got there. And the homeowner shot and killed the police.
Oh, yeah. I saw that guy.
What do you mean you saw
I saw him, his 911 call. He called for backup. He's like, I got shot in both arms, both legs, and the head. And then he ended up dying.
Yeah. He was able to call after he got shot?
Multiple times. But he went to the wrong freaking house.
Yeah, well, they were sent to the wrong house. Somehow the 911 system sent them 15 miles away from where the call actually came in.
And finally, it is Friday, so what movie will Jeffrey see this weekend? We have A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah, the Oprah movie.
Yeah.
What's up, Jeffrey Zaley?
What is this movie about? Does anyone know?
It's like a sci-fi thriller.
Reese Witherspoon, Oprah, Mindy Kaling, Chris Pine all in it. How about Gringo? That's out. This is out this weekend. Charlize Theron, Amanda Seyfried.
He never did Red Sparrow from last week. That big movie with
I'd love to know his
Jennifer Lawrence
take on it.
Did see it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. No. Maybe we'll get to that later today.
And then the Hurricane Heist.
Hurricane Heist looks more exciting because I've seen the trailer. It looks pretty, they try to the basic gist of the movie is they try to rob the U.S. Treasury during a Category 5 hurricane.
Oh, you have to see this trailer if this is the one I'm thinking of.
Dumbest
this looks like
thing.
The worst movie ever made. I actually thought it was
can't wait to go see it.
I thought it was a parody of a movie. So in the middle of a hurricane, they're going to rob... What are they robbing?
United States Treasury facility.
You ever see Hard Rain?
No.
Oh. That's the same plot. They're robbing a bank during like a big storm.
Well, I just want to see how bad it is.
I think I have the trailer over here for the hurricane heist. If you want to see this, let's see.
There's a hurricane coming. We gotta go.
Agent Corbin reporting in.
Super high tech.
It's all here with about 300 million of its cousins.
It's your responsibility.
I'm all right at babysitting old money.
This looks terrible. Looks low budget.
Due to storm.
Come on, yeah, it looks like it'd be on the Sci-Fi Network. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh boy. Turn around now.
Just blowing stuff up.
This is not good.
No,
but then the hurricane.
The acting is so good, isn't it?
Let's do Gringo.
What about A Wrinkle
in
Time?
This is no good. We have a big problem.
So Gringo has an actor playing a mild-mannered American businessman who gets in trouble with local drug lords in Mexico, becomes a wanted criminal. That's the one with Charlize Theron.
That looks really good.
Let's do Gringo.
All right.
There
whatever
you go.
He wants to see. I don't care. He can go see whatever he wants.
There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Cram the awesomeness of Rover's Morning Glory into your smartphone. The RMG app lets you stream audio and video. Access your RMG Plus account. Use the JLR GPS function and more. Download that for free. Available now in the App Store.
So he went to go see Red Sparrow. Do you want to hear his movie review right now?
Ooh. Yeah.
We never do it this early in the morning. Let's catch him off guard. You ready for Skidmark Cinema?
Yeah.
All right, come on in, Jeffrey.
It's Skidmark Cinema. And there he is, Jeffrey LaRue.
All right, Jeffrey gives us movie reviews every week, and he went to go see the movie Red Sparrow with what's her face?
Jennifer Lawrence and Joel Edgerton.
Okay, and what is this about?
It's a spy movie.
Uh-huh.
Where's it take place?
Russia, because she's a ballerina. She's a ballerina that's injured and has to support her sick mom, so she's recruited to what's called Sparrow School. Now, Sparrow School is part of the Russian intelligence service, which teaches the recruits how to use their bodies as weapons. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean by, like, martial arts.
You'd
or,
be an expert at this. Your B.O., your breath,
Russian spy.
No, it's how to, it's largely how to seduce your target. Psychologically seduce your target.
How was she injured? You said she was injured being a ballerina.
It didn't say how she was injured.
Interesting.
It didn't say? Did it show how she was injured?
So.
I unfortunately missed a couple of minutes of this movie just getting to the movie theater.
What? How many minutes? The whole first half hour?
Not the whole first half hour, but maybe the first 20 minutes. So I only caught like maybe the tail end of the big chase scene in the beginning of the movie.
I'd love to know. Then so what is her mission?
Her mission and her first target is to is a United States CIA operative played by Joel Edgerton.
And what's her mission?
To seduce him and get information out of him.
What information?
Information regarding secrets that can unravel the security of both their countries.
Very specific information. What is she trying to get from him?
Secrets regarding the,
this is a really
so 20 minutes late. He went in. Does that make it so he has no idea what's going on?
No clue.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of the very first scene of the movie might set up everything. I'm trying to remember because I just saw it, but it's very complicated. You don't know who's on whose side and like what her mission is. Very clear what she's supposed to do, and the fact Jeffrey has no idea what her one direct mission on the entire movie is amazing.
Now, he said that this was set in Russia. Is that true?
No.
It's in the United States.
No. It's in Hungary.
Oh, okay.
For the most part, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah, Hungary.
Just like his kids, they're hungry.
You're hungry?
No, Hungary, not
Who's Hungary? Did you take him to the movie with you?
No.
What city? Was she in? What city were they in for the most of the movie?
I'm not familiar with Hungary's capital city.
Huh? What is that? I only know one's. I mean, I'm sure there are other cities, but.
Oh,
app. I'm just like,
this is the worst movie review you've ever
this
done.
Is the best
I know.
You haven't seen any of this.
How did you miss the first 20 minutes? What were you doing?
I was at the Guitar Center getting my son's guitar restrung, and I realized I thought I could get them home in time to...
So he was chatting with the people at Guitar Center.
Wait, wouldn't you just go to... Once you realize you're 20 minutes late...
Wouldn't you just go to the next showing?
Movies also start 20 minutes after the time that they say they're going to start. So he's actually 40 minutes late to the start of the movie.
I thought I was going to get there in time for the start of the movie and at least miss the trailers, and unfortunately...
So what time was the movie?
I was catching the 1:25 show.
So you showed up at 1?
2 o'clock.
Yeah, you showed up at 2?
Yeah.
I would go to the next movie.
Wow.
I would hate to miss
when was the next... What movie theater did you go to?
I went to the Capitol Theater.
Okay. So when was the next showing?
It was probably around 4, 4:30.
Really? Okay. Oh. All right.
Or go to a different theater once you realize you're 40 minutes late to it. You might show up just to any other theater because it's playing all weekend everywhere.
Yeah, well, hey, I just wanted to go to the matinee showing because I know it was the cheapest.
All right. I don't see. What time did it start?
I have a stub in my wallet.
What time did you say it started?
1:25 or 1:45.
Just don't see any. 12:45 maybe?
Yeah, that was the showing.
Oh, that was it,
Rover.
Okay. So what time did you show up, too?
I didn't get there till about almost 1:15.
Oh, wow.
So,
no, 2:15.
What? 2:15. What did you see the last 5 minutes
what
of the movie?
What was the first scene you saw when you walked in?
Yeah.
It was just the tail end of the motorcycle chase scene through the city.
When was that, in the middle? End?
It's closer to the beginning, but I mean, there's at least three really important scenes in it that you'd need to know for the rest of the story. How did she get in this? Why is there a motorcycle chase happening? You'd have to know what happens to her that makes her need to be a sparrow, and you miss all of it. Two defining things happen.
Uh-huh.
Her leg gets broken, which you could see throughout the entire movie. I'm surprised you didn't pick up on it. She's doing the ballet, and somebody crushes her leg. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's right in the beginning. And so now she has a limp. Through the entire movie, she has a limp. You didn't question the limp at all?
No, I didn't. I mean, I thought it was... Like I said, I missed, as you said, Charlie, I missed the two most important things that sets the whole movie up, so I tried to follow the rest of it as best I could.
Did you ask anybody in the theater what's going on?
That would be disruptive.
Yeah.
All right. I tried to pick up the rest of the movie from there. It was basically she's recruited to use her body, and then there is a scene where she's being interrogated, and they take a hammer, you know, do the same thing to her leg, then to her back, and then to her head.
Do you have any idea what the movie is about?
Yeah, she's trying to. She's recruited to be a sparrow. She sent on a mission to get a target.
In other
CIA
words,
operative.
No, he doesn't have any idea what the movie is.
The
about.
Whole movie, it's very clear her mission is. And I'm just gonna. She has to meet this American guy, and she needs to get one specific piece of information. There's a mole, a Russian mole that's working with the CIA. Mm-hmm. So she has to trick the CIA guy into giving up who this Russian guy is. Mm-hmm. That's the entire movie. Mm-hmm. And the end, it hinges on this entire part. I'm wondering, did you understand the ending at all? Did you understand it?
I try to understand it, but like I said, I missed the most important things that sets the whole movie up.
I just want to explain. Yeah. I read the book.
And you still had a hard time.
I read the book
it.
And watched the movie, and I'm still like a little,
hazy.
Little murky on the facts there. And I can't imagine Jeffrey going in halfway.
Well, Jeffrey, why don't you give us then how many skid marks do you give Red Sparrow or the
Parts
4 minutes
saw.
That you saw of it?
You know, I thought Jennifer Lawrence was good.
Any nudity?
Oh, there was nudity.
How much?
Definitely. Oh, we're talking in the scene where she's in her sparrow class. We're talking full nudity for about maybe a half a second.
Bush?
Ooh. Bush on Jennifer Lawrence.
Whoa.
Yes. But it was only so slight because, yeah, the other actor obscuring that, so that's why the movie got such a PG or R rating. If it was full on nudity, you'd probably get an NC-17.
Got a
and
PG
there was some,
or an R rating. No. One of those.
And yeah, unfortunately, in that same scene, there was some male nudity as well.
What?
We saw like for maybe half 0.2 seconds, male genitalia. So yeah, so I.
Oh wow!
How big was it?
Let's just say it's probably tinier than mine.
Oh, it was a small one.
How heavy was her sweater meat?
I don't know. I didn't inquire about the sweater meat. It was, right. it was obscured by pubic hair.
How many skid marks?
Whoa, her, pubic hair on her nipples.
Her sweater meat was obscured by her pubic hair?
Well, hey, I mean, I don't know. But
do you know what sweater meat is?
I've heard that. I've heard Charlie use the term.
What does it mean?
You're talking about the women's nether region. You know, the labias.
Oh my God! You got it, man.
So they showed that in this movie?
That close up? Huh?
No, it wasn't close up though. It was kind of like pan. It was kind of like far away. Uh-huh. So it was far.
I definitely
distance.
Didn't see any of that in this movie.
Wow, the sweater meat. Okay, all right. So, and how many skid marks do you give this?
I gave it 4.
Four.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I thought it was interesting, you know, for spy movies and everything. I thought Jennifer Lawrence was really good, and Bill Edgerton also played her part pretty good and whatnot. And it held my attention. I didn't fall asleep.
One for each minute he saw.
So.
All right. Well, Jeffrey, thank you for your enlightening movie review. This is why he's our expert, Skidmark Cinema. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The haters of the show, save your breath. You'll need it when you're inflating your girlfriend. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
I know we've talked about stuff like this in the past, but I'm a big believer that, and maybe I'm just an idiot, I don't think you have to go to college to get ahead in life. I really don't. But in the state of New Mexico, the lawmakers there, they have decided that in order for you to graduate high school, they want to make it so that you are forced to apply to at least one college before you can graduate high school. This is the dumbest plan I've ever heard in my life.
Why?
Why what?
Why force them to do that?
Just to see if you can get in?
No, probably the process of, not to see if you can get in, but the process of planning for your future, having a goal, researching colleges that you would like to go to.
Maybe your goal is to be a farmer.
And maybe...
then you know your option that you could go to college. Like, right. You got in.
Yes.
So maybe, oh.
I always know that option.
What could you do if you don't have the money to pay for it?
Scholarships.
A lot of schools require grants. An application fee. What if you're poor and you can't afford the application fee? You can't graduate high school now because you don't have the money to apply to college? It's the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
How much is an application fee?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe $25 or $50. But if they're requiring you to do it, they have to include that.
Dude, you don't make your face like that, like that's not a lot of money to a kid that's junior in high school.
Coming 25. From a poor family, $50?
Yeah.
No, you don't think they'll waive that? The school, that they'll cover
that? Why
would
they?
If it's a requirement, I'm sure they have to.
Of course they would.
That means every kid
but they don't require you to say what. I mean, how could New Mexico waive an application fee that something is, that is, has nothing to do with New Mexico?
They would have to pay it.
They're going to pay that for every student?
They're not going to pay for that.
No, you got to pay.
Is there anything about people joining the military?
If you join the military, you don't have to enroll or apply to college. If you have an internship somewhere, you don't have to apply to college. Oh, those are like the exemptions right there.
I love this.
No, this is government lawmakers trying to baby kids even beyond high school. They're babying enough, for crying out loud. Let them figure this out on their own.
No, so I know you always say it always goes back to me. I just had this conversation with my daughter. She opened up her own savings account, and she's up to like $250. And she asked if she could pull money out to do something. And I said, why don't we wait? Let's save that money for college. Let's keep building that so that you can apply to college. And she said, well, where can I go? We had a conversation at her age about college. We just talked about how high schools aren't teaching you things and aren't preparing you for the real world. So the fact that they're saying, hey, shoot for bigger things, look into colleges or have an internship, which is so solid. I love that. Or go into the military. What is wrong with trying to help our kids think of the
future?
Because
the government doesn't have to babysit everyone in the country every step of the way.
They're not forcing you to go to college. They're just saying, just apply. Do what it takes to apply and better yourself.
New Mexico has the second highest high school or second lowest high school graduation rate in the entire United States of America. Now they want to make it harder for you to graduate high school and force you to apply to go to college. It makes no sense. They're doing everything backwards there. And
I knew I wasn't going to go to college. Right? When I was a senior in high school, I said, yeah, I've had enough school. I don't want to be here ever again. I don't want to do this. I'm not going to go to college. And it would have annoyed the hell out of me if I had to sign up for something.
But imagine what could have happened if you did go and you would have found something like photography. I know you love. You're so good at that and talented at that. What if you would have gone into some type of school like that and figured that out, and then you could have done a different path?
And then make no money as a photographer. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. There's lots of things
you
that
make
could
no
have
money as a radio personality.
Yeah. So, of course.
But what if some dumbass kid doesn't think he can get into college? He's like, I can't make it in. He never even tries. But in this case, he actually is forced to try, and he's like, oh, whoa, I got in.
If life you're that changer. Dumb, do you think you'd actually do well in college?
You can get by.
If I made it.
If Douchey freaking got a diploma, Rover, anybody can.
It's possible.
I'm looking at an article here. Most application fees for colleges are $50.
Okay.
And in addition to that, you have to take the ACT or SAT or something.
I hated that.
Either one, yeah.
That fee is about $40. So now you're at $90. In order to apply to your one college. So $100, we'll round it up, $100.
I hated that damn, I didn't do the SATs, I did the ACT. And then I did so poorly on the first time that my mom had to sign me up for a class to take it again.
I can't imagine you did poorly on a test. You're normally so bright. Kristen, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Kristen.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I think college is great and all, but I never went to college. I went right to work. I have a job now where I'm making over $100,000 a year, and I have friends that went to school, graduated, still paying student loans, and are making less than $50,000 a year.
She must be
right.
Hot.
Right.
She must be hot. That's why she's getting them paid that much.
You think so?
As a receptionist.
She's so hot that someone just said, hey, you have no experience. We'll hire you.
Yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't hire some kid.
All right. Well, let me ask. Kristen, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot are you?
I don't know, a 7.
Okay, that means a 9. 9.5. Yeah. No wonder. Yeah, I think Dieter's onto something there. Wow.
No, I think if you go to work and you learn real world experience, listen, you can go to college and you can pay student loans for the rest of your life. That's great. But I think real world experience, getting out there and learning, I'm in sales. Mm-hmm. You need to learn how to live.
Pharmaceutical sales? Let me guess. If she's making over $100,000 and she's hot, pharmaceutical sales, isn't it?
No, it's not. Software sales.
What is it?
Software sales.
Software sales.
And how can you say that what you did is real life experience versus what you do going to college? You're leaving your mother and father's home.
Yeah, and you do what Dieter did. You drink in your dumbass fraternity, your friends that you pay for. And that's
worth it, man.
At 18. I had to leave home, and I had to live on my own. I had to work. I didn't have a choice. I couldn't pay for college.
But
I went to work.
We left home, too, and we went off, and we
and partied.
No, not everybody
she did
parties.
It the right way. She
did party.
She went to the school of hard knocks.
Agree. I think if you have the option to go to school and your parents will pay for college or you can pay for it, that's great. I'm just saying it's not for everyone, and it's not a necessity nowadays to put yourself in debt immediately for the rest of your life.
And thank you, Kristen. And the more motivated you are as a person, you can do whatever you want. I really believe people can do whatever they want. Now, there are some professions that require certain minimal, you know, like if you want to be a pilot, you have to have a pilot's license, obviously. There are some things that require a certain amount. But if you are motivated to get ahead in life, I don't think you have to go to college.
I was motivated. I didn't know that I had the gift.
I know. You're an example. Exactly what I'm talking about. You were motivated, and look what a failure you are.
I'm not a failure. I've been carrying your ass for many years? Yeah. You know it's true. But look, I discovered
you're like an anchor tied around my neck.
Yeah. Okay. I discovered I'm really good at graphic design.
She always says this.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You I've can never draw seen any of this.
Or computer program? I've never seen
she
anything.
She did this before computers were out, though, right?
Oh, I worked on a Macintosh. I worked on a student newspaper.
What program did you use?
I don't remember. It's
I was on
so
a student newspaper also.
Yeah, they take anybody.
No, yeah. No.
Seriously.
Yeah. The blind kid was the graphic designer on the student newspaper.
Yeah, I actually worked my way up. My senior year, I worked my way up. I was the advertising manager of the student newspaper.
So you take in people don't want to buy ads for the paper. You're in sales.
That's not graphic design.
I created the ads. They had people that sold it. I designed the ads. And then I went to work for Gannett, and I worked at a real newspaper doing ads. I'll bring in my portfolio on Monday.
Please.
I swear to God, I'm really good at it. I never would have discovered that had I not gone to college.
What did you do with all of this information?
Oh, I'm very particular when it comes to setting stuff up.
Like
I have the gift of design that's just
oh, my God.
World.
Is she insane? Have you guys ever seen anything that she puts together where she has to underline everything
highlight
in a document that she makes, highlight, double bold?
Yes, I mean, but I wouldn't have figured that out had I not gone to college.
No.
And I also
I'm
realized
that your design skills when those documents aren't any good.
At it.
Yeah.
No, it's
what
could,
he's saying.
No, I could design anything. Give me something to design and I'll design it. I'll bring in my portfolio.
A new logo for Rover's Morning Glory.
Simple. Okay.
Done.
Very
how
easy.
About that?
Done.
When can you have that done?
I don't know if I have any programs.
You have the weekend. You have the whole weekend.
But you can figure it out. You're so good at it.
I am. I'm really good.
Dennis in West Palm Beach. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dennis.
Hey there.
Hey.
Are you really good, or were you told by your parents you're really good? Because there's a big difference there. It's like American Idol. There's a lot of kids that the parents say they're awesome, and they sound horrible.
Right.
I'm assuming that's the way. And when it comes to Doogie, I mean, don't have your daughter go to college. You'll be taking care of her whole life anyways, like you are right now. I mean, you tell her she's God's gift, and you control all her money. So you just go ahead and let her stay home.
Okay.
Yeah, save the college tuition,
okay,
Doogie.
Okay, I'll
just
do
let
that because you told me
mooch
to do
off
that
of you for the rest of
okay
her life.
My parents never really got into anything that I really did in college, and then after college, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. I worked at the newspaper for a while, and then I eventually got into radio. But they hated that. They're like, what? You're going to talk?
If you were
more
so great at graphic design, why would you get into the one field where you will literally never use it? An audio-based profession.
Because when I was doing graphic design, I would always get in trouble from my manager because I would work with the sales team and come up with campaigns and things that we could do in the ads. And it was going along those lines of marketing and that kind of stuff and coming up with bigger campaigns. So that's what.
So you believe that Brandon, my graphics guy.
He is a graphics guy.
You think you could do what Brandon does?
No way.
Definitely. Toe-to-toe with Brandon.
Oh, my God.
He's got 100 years experience.
Has she ever done a t-shirt design or Roverfest ticket design, anything?
No, of course not.
I think our Dodge,
she doesn't have the skills to do that.
Our dodgeball, I just found a dodgeball shirt. God, this is 100 years ago that we did. And I designed that. I will.
It just says dodgeball.
No, I designed
in ball
that.
The R
and Rovers, or the O is a kickball. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
No, I will bring in my portfolio and I will bring in the dodgeball shirt that I created.
But also create a new logo.
If I have time, I have
an RMG logo. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Do something different out of the
Jeffrey
box.
What is it? You're hovering.
No, it's like I tried my hand at I took a drafting class in high school, and I tried my hand at, you know, drafting or like mechanical drawing. Not that good at it, I'll be honest with you, but at least I tried my hand at it. The other thing was when I was in junior high school, I also tried my hand at what's called calligraphy.
What's that?
It's like where you take a pen and you dip it in ink and you try to write gothic. It's where you draw gothic lettering.
You can't even write your
own
name.
Too bad you didn't excel at that. There's such a future with that.
Of course I can write my own name, Peter. my only issue with my calligraphy is the fact that I'm left-handed.
This is what I'm talking about. Why in the hell are schools teaching calligraphy?
They're not. Where are
you?
You'll
never use this.
No. I know that, Robert, but it's like it was part of like my art. I took art in junior high school, and it was part of what we were doing for art. It was
There's no need for that. There'd be no.
They need to teach this guy. Forget calligraphy. Teach him how to go to a grocery store.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's what you. The hell's wrong? Put me as the Secretary of Education or something.
I'll shape
people up.
What?
That Doogie doesn't know how to crop an image in any sort of way. You don't know how to crop an image.
Why? Did I post something on Instagram?
No, somebody's telling me they once witnessed you try to do it and you couldn't do it.
Oh, who is it? Former worker?
I'm not going to say who.
Patrick Biddle?
The salesperson. Yeah.
Biddle.
Biddle saying I can't crop.
Blows.
Eric in Grand Rapids. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Rover. You're awesome.
Thank you.
My whole opinion on the college thing is if they're forcing you to, you know, anybody can apply for college. Let's get one thing straight. The government is not there to help you. They are a business. They're not forcing you to apply because they want to see you succeed. They're forcing you to apply to get loans so you can pay percentages back and make them money.
I'll even take it one step further. I wouldn't be surprised if these lawmakers in New Mexico, who have sponsored this bill, they probably have ties. Their wives are probably the president of a university or something like that. They probably have ties to the university system.
They absolutely do. All kickbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's just up in a government office with your best interests in mind.
No, of course. You're right. Right. And in fact, if individuals would look out for their own best interests more, you wouldn't need as much college and you would just be able to get ahead. Worry about yourself. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing and giving to you.
I've been running a business long enough, and if somebody comes in and applies for my business, and one has a college degree and one's been doing it for 20 years, guess who I'm hiring?
Oh, 20 years, of course.
Yes, that's right.
You know, like, it don't matter what degree, how much money you spend. I know so many people that spend all this money. They make absolutely nothing. There's nothing in the field that they went to college for. So the only thing they're stuck doing is working at McDonald's, paying back student loans the rest of their lives. Like, good luck with that.
Eric knows what he's talking about. Thank you, Eric.
It gives you a plethora of options to choose from. We all hate going to school, but when you find that one thing that you love doing, then you excel. And in school, it offers you all those options.
Do you think Doogie would be able, if I were to show her the tool palette from Photoshop, would she be able to identify the crop tool?
Oh, come on.
We should take a break.
Ooh, that crop tool?
Oh, let's see.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Isn't that the same image?
Hold on.
Any kind of photo.
Hold on. Let's not give her any.
Okay.
Hold on. Give me a second.
I have the window up if you want to.
But just the logo.
Yeah. Well,
I don't remember what I used on Mac.
But it should be the same.
Empty Photoshop window. Huh?
Okay. I'd like to zoom in, though. I guess you can't really zoom in.
Come on, Snitz.
Go.
I could do Snitz's job.
It won't pull that back up, Rover. You should be able to see it.
All of the ones that I'm looking on the internet have the, a key to what the tools are next to. Okay, here's one.
I got it.
You have it?
This is very simple, right?
Here.
Okay. Doogie, show us to the crop tool.
This is so easy.
1, 2, 3, 4, fifth down.
Fifth one down. That is correct. All right, tell us.
Remember, any photo on a phone, you can pull up and crop it.
Okay, yeah, it's the same icon. It's sort of a universal icon.
You need something else that actually a graphic designer would use.
Okay.
But I don't think I used Photoshop.
These are the same things on Mac.
You didn't use Photoshop, but you were a graphic designer.
Yeah.
The number one program.
Not back then.
It's been for like almost 30 years.
Then?
What?
When was this? What were you?
So what I were did you? A lot of those boxes at top, like you could layer and give it the effect of a shadow to make it pop more. That's what the top is.
That's so easy. It's a box in a box.
No, but I'm saying that's what I would do to layer it.
I don't even know if that's what it is, to be honest with you.
This is, God, I've never used this. The T is obviously for typing in your font.
What is the
The hand, I think, is to move the image. That's the
which hand? I got one, Rover.
Oh, the high five.
Which is the gradient tool?
The one with the box with the shade from black.
The one
way
with
down.
The gradient, Charlie.
Well, I'm surprised.
What is the one that is 1, 2, 3 below the gradient tool?
1, 2, 3 That it looks like a fine pencil line. I don't know what that is. Is it something to draw?
It looks like a dong.
That I believe would be.
It's the pen tool.
The pen tool.
Yeah, is that like a?
I'm right.
No, it's not the pencil. Pencil is a pencil.
Pencil is a pencil.
But you draw with that. It's like a fine line.
No.
What do you use it for if it's a pen?
Isn't that is that for path?
Yeah, you make points.
Yeah, you make. Path points with that.
See, Snitzer's nailing it.
He's a loser.
Actually, went to art school, so I mean.
What is the one, two, three? What's the fourth one down?
It is late. You should.
This is a famous Photoshop tool. What is that fourth one down?
Above the crop?
Yep, right above crop. Four. What is that one?
I don't know. What is it?
Come on, that is one of the, that's like.
What is it?
Super famous Photoshop tool. That's the magic wand tool.
What does it do?
Oh, boy. Oh. All right. Well, I think that answers her level of expertise when it comes to graphic design.
I will bring in, what did I use? I'm trying to find, what did I use back in the.
Quark Express? I don't know what you used back then.
They would cut and paste. They would use a razor. And then
she really said she did that before. She actually had a real razor and a light table, and you were cutting it like that.
Oh, when they would lay out the newspaper, they would have all of the pages back in the day. They would have all the pages spread out.
My God,
No, I mean, have you ever worked on a newspaper?
Well, she still does that with a shizzy, though. You know, she cuts and pastes the little thing.
That hasn't been done in a newspaper in probably 30 years plus.
I worked at a very prominent newspaper in Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, very prominent. Oh, yes. Oh, the... I always see them when they're...
The Register Star.
Oh, yes. I always see them cited on CNN when they're talking about a breaking news story just posted in the Register Star.
Breaking news. Let's go to our contacts in Rockford, Illinois. Yes. Can I help you, Jeffrey?
No, well, I'm just saying I saw an idea of how newspapers put together when I saw that movie, The Post, with starring Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. There was a scene where they actually showed how they set the type,
was that movie set in?
It was set in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. You think they'd still do it the same way today?
Well, I'm just saying it was back then, but I'm not sure how they do
you
it.
Think
I'm
they
quite
still
sure
did that when
today.
Digi? I mean, you're talking about something that was in the 70s.
Yeah, would you guys use like typesetting and take each letter and put it out?
So the salesperson would send me, they'd email me, this is what the copy is. Create. And then I would create it. And then they would take it to the client and they would either say, is this confirm or no? And then, or they would say, this is what they want laid out.
She was a typesetter, not a graphic designer.
No, I was given.
You guys have a bunch of little letters and then put them out and then use that to print? And like typesetting.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
They used the Gutenberg back then.
Exactly.
I don't know what a Gutenberg is.
Steve Gutenberg.
I love Steve Gutenberg.
Oh, my God. I've never met anyone. You don't know what the Gutenberg press is.
Changed the world.
The first printing press.
Oh, no. How would I know that? Do you know that?
Never heard of a Gutenberg Bible?
Is it that big thing that comes down?
I believe if you worked at a newspaper, you'd know about printing presses a little bit and the Gutenberg, right?
Sounds like a ship.
One of the most important inventions of all time.
The light bulb was.
And RMG Plus. Sign up now at roverradio.com.
Nice plug.
Changed humanity. Well, 866-YO-ROVER. We will be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
filthiest show on the radio.
It is intended only for mature audiences.
I'm not talking about content. I mean, these guys actually smell like shit.
There's something weird in the air.
What the hell, guys? I mean, you guys fucking stink.
All right, the shizzy is coming up in a moment. She has no idea what's coming up, but, you know, don't tune away.
It's your fault.
Brad in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brad.
How are you, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, I agree with the caller Eric from earlier. You know, and we've had this discussion before. College is not indicative of success. You know, I've got a lot of employees that work for me, and some didn't go to college and make upwards of 80 grand to all the way up into the six figures in the automotive business. I've got other employees that have a degree in something, former teachers, former mortuary kind of guys, and they don't even use their degree.
Yeah.
Their, you know, what they spent all that money on, and they work in my business making more money. You know, my wife went to school, went to college and has her master's degree. And she makes a whole lot less than I do. And I don't have a degree.
You know, look, if you're motivated, look, I just think it's crazy that New Mexico wants to make it mandatory that kids have to apply to college or you don't get your high school diploma if you don't apply to a college. That's just such a waste. And by the way, you're just clogging up the admissions process to these colleges with a bunch of people that are never going to go to college. They have no intention of going. They may not even be qualified. They might be dullards, but they want to graduate high school at least. They've been sitting there for 4 years wasting their time. And they go, I want to get my high school diploma, so I have to apply to a college. They're just clogging up the system. It's a waste. Thank you, Brad. It's just silly, man. I mean, this is what they're spending their time on in New Mexico? It's ridiculous. Jeff in Albany, New York. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, what's up? Hey man. I got a couple questions for you. You seem kind of hypocritical lately, and it's turning a lot of people off that I've turned on to your show. The other day, you were trying to rip Ned and expose him for getting some chick pregnant when you didn't even know if it was really true or not, but yet a while back, you ripped the dumb for doing it to you about some girl. Then today, you preach to us about how we're enabling our kids because we do everything for them, yet you do everything for Doogie. You take her daughter places, you buy her daughter gifts, you do her taxes. I mean, whenever she's in any kind of trouble, you're there for her. You buy her groceries and vet bills.
Yeah, I'm enabling Doogie like Nads' parents enable him.
Oh. Yeah, we're one and the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
Duh.
Uh-huh.
Why would friends turn?
And the thing with Nads, why should Nads be upset if the information is 100% false, Jeff? Why would he be upset if an accusation was made that he fathered a child back in late 2016? Why would you be upset?
I'll answer that with a question. Why were you so upset and then you tried to get Dieter to pile on saying it was a punk move for dumb to say that to Doogie.
But first of all, if dumb, whatever it was, dumb, the information that dumb had was true and verified. So if it was an untruth, maybe I wouldn't have been upset. But Doogie actually already knew in that case, so it wasn't a big deal. So it's not an equivalent situation. Nad shouldn't have been upset about it at all. I mean, to him, he's like, no way. The way a normal person, no offense, Nance, would have reacted would have been, no, it's not possible. I didn't hook up with any girls in late 2016. So bad information. Instead, he flipped out.
I'm easily upsettable.
Which means to me that it's a possibility or there's something going on there.
Don't do that. People won't listen anymore.
Well, did anybody ever follow up with that email, Rover? Did they contact you?
Well, I do know for a fact that the email did not come from Rochester. Like, the accusation was made.
Was there an area code on the email?
No, there's an IP address. I know where it came from.
Oh, face.
Did you give it to Nad so he could help track down his kid?
Did you help me?
But I thought that was a very fishy phone call.
Oh, yeah,
that we got.
Definitely was.
In fact, Dieter even told me he thinks that Nad set that up.
I definitely didn't.
You really didn't give Nad the email or the information?
Well, because it was an hour and a half later that person called back in. They called first when the story came out.
Like, they called me three times. I didn't set it up. I have no idea who that person is. She wouldn't even give you her name or anything.
But someone called from Rochester and they said, oh, it was my coworker that sent that in. I go, well, how do you know? She hates NADS. Okay, a lot of people hate NADS. That doesn't mean that they sent that email in that NADS fathered a child in 2016. So why do you think that your coworker did that? I don't know. Did she say she was going to write an email saying that NADS fathered a kid? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the ticket. Now, when I went and I checked the IP address, it didn't come from New York State. I mean, unless this coworker of hers is going through, jumping through hoops and using a VPN or something to, you know, make it look like it's coming from a different state. Came from the state of Ohio, as a matter of fact. So, I don't know. I just, the reaction was what made me think that there could be something to this, Nads.
Everything you say, you get a reaction out of me. Do you really think I hung a special needs dog?
I don't know.
I was yelling at you about that, too. It's just like, you just throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks.
But you could throw an accusation out, like I said the other day, Rover, you had gay sex with some guy that you met at a bar. I'd go, no, I didn't. And that would be the end of it. Like, I wouldn't, how can you say this, man? Now people are going to think I'm taking it from a guy.
Yeah, rationally, like looking back on it, I wish I would have reacted that way. But in the moment, I just don't do that. I don't know.
All right, but you're still sticking to the story. No, there's no chance that that's possible.
0%.
Well, good.
You didn't hook up with anyone from. Were there any girls you were hooking up with, or just no girls from? Where'd they say Tinder?
Tinder.
Yeah, no girls from Tinder. No girls. Period. In between the two girlfriends. So.
All right.
So I'm safe. So
what was the other girl's name? What was your last girlfriend? I don't even remember that one. Did I even meet her? I might have skipped that one.
No,
the
Overfest.
Was she there at Overfest?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. I don't really know that one. I mean, I don't think I met this one either, but this one has been talked about more than that last one. I don't remember the last one really. So you went right from girlfriend to girlfriend. A single guy? What's wrong with you, Nads? Why would you do that?
I mean, you know this about me.
Like, he can't be alone.
Yeah.
He needs to have someone constantly. You know that. That's what the heart of the issue is.
And plus, I found someone great, like, right away. So,
I mean, if you're a single guy, don't you take advantage of...
Oh, yeah.
If
you got a relationship...
And you're on the radio, too. That scores you way more chicks, doesn't it,
Peter? You get contacted all the time. Of course.
After the last relationship ended, I was thinking like that. I'm like, this is it. Single Nads going out on the town. Let's do this. And then just immediately just fell in love with a girl.
Immediately fell in love with a girl. Oh, my God.
Is that a song?
This is the one. Jeez.
What is that song? Or am I just making that up?
Fell in love with a girl?
Yeah. White Stripes?
Yep.
I just don't know. I mean, I guess, like, if I broke up with a chick, how much time passed, Nads, between you broke up with the one girl, what was her name?
Morgan.
Morgan. All right. And the current girl is who?
Maddie.
Morgan and Maddie.
Okay.
All right. Very millennial names, right? Morgan and Maddie.
Okay.
All right. So how much time passed between breaking up with Morgan till you start dating Maddie?
Before I met Maddie, probably a month.
So 30 days. All right.
Because right before Thanksgiving, and then I met Maddie over winter break.
All right. I just, I don't know. Would you jump right back into, how long did you date Morgan?
Like 9-10 months. Okay.
If you have a girlfriend for 9 or 10 months, Dieter. Do you immediately, look, I mean, things happen, you can't control it, maybe you meet someone you really like, what are you going to do, just ignore her? But I would make, when I was dating, I would make a conscious effort to
Not get tied down again. Exactly. Right. Play the field a little bit. Go, I'm just going to have fun.
That's right. Because you're not thinking straight. You break up.
Different. He cannot be alone. We've talked about this for years. He has to be with somebody no matter what. Because that's when he starts getting into trouble, is when he is alone with his thoughts. And he doesn't have anything going on. He can't deal with that. So he's with girl after girl.
I know you guys are going to make fun of me, but we prefaced with that. I have the perfect girlfriend. She's great. Yeah, she really is. Like, we get in our little fights, whatever, but she's awesome for me. She really is. She's awesome.
Someone emailed me that said that Nads, again, is a liar, that Nads breaks up with this girl all the time.
I don't know. I mean, we don't. I mean, sometimes there's fights, and, like, it'll be...
But do you break up for a day or two? Like, this is the report that I got.
Yeah,
fights. They're breaking up all the time.
And, like, a day or two, like, yeah, I mean, we won't talk
to each other. That's not normal,
it's not,
though.
Like, a official... I don't know. It's
Charlie,
how we...
when's the last time you broke up with Krista?
Never. Never once.
How long have you been with her?
10 years almost. Uh-huh. Yeah, never once.
You can fight without breaking up, right?
Do you guys even fight?
Don't really fight that much.
You guys don't talk. You guys are...
Yes, they do.
No, did you hear the email? They're at the concert. They're not looking at each other. They're not talking to each other.
I don't believe that email. That was just someone trying to...
Yeah, that was somebody stirring your ears believing it.
Check the IP address. That's right.
No, my relationship's normal and fine. Yours is weird if you're breaking up. If you broke up more than once, just for a weekend, that's not perfect.
No, I mean,
by definition, it's not perfect.
Exactly. Okay, that makes sense. But I don't know. We do great. I'm okay with that.
You do have a point there, though, Charlie. I mean, when you say I have the perfect girlfriend, it's a perfect relationship. If you're fighting that much, and then you're not talking for a day or two or three, and this happens frequently, that doesn't sound perfect at all.
The relationship might not be perfect, but she's the perfect person for me.
Well, if she's perfect for you, why isn't the relationship perfect then?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes there's miscommunication. Sometimes there's,
So what was the last time, like, a fight where you broke up for a day?
You,
like,
yeah,
what do you fight
give me the
over?
Last fight. When was the last fight? Probably yesterday or something. When was the last fight?
A few weeks ago.
Uh-huh. And what was that over?
I mean, she's exploring opportunities this summer, like, that aren't local.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to go work on an island. She wants to work on one of the local islands.
Party island? You better shut that down real quick, yeah. My friend. My lord, no wonder they're arguing. She wants to work. There's if you're not from this area, there's an island out here in the Great Lakes, and it's just a party island.
Miniature Mardi Gras all the time.
Yeah,
all
every weekend.
Constant. And for the entire summer.
It's an F fest of just workers all summer. Like, they just
F-ing and S-ing and
F-ing. Oh, man.
It's fun.
So, wait a second. Okay, so.
Charlie's rubbing all this in.
Oh, I'm not. He knows. He knows exactly what's going on there. That's why he's upset.
Yeah, this is why all of us guys go to that island, is to.
For the hopes and the dreams.
So, okay, so wait a second.
I've actually never been to this island, by the way.
Don't go.
I've never gone.
Don't go. He can't go there.
God. You're missing out, man.
No.
Oh, he'd be there. Once. He'd be on the ferry every day trying to keep tabs on her if she gets a job out there this summer.
Well, she invited me to her interview out there.
What?
It's gone that far that she's actually at the job interviews.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what do you mean? What does that mean?
She's applying to work.
Do what?
To be a bartender on the island.
And live on
she's
the island?
She's an occupational therapist on Party Island.
Wait, would she live on the island?
Yeah, for a few months, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this was the last argument that you guys
had. Yeah, I'm obviously not stoked about it, but, I mean, she...
How does this come up? She tells you, I'm going to go work on this island?
Well, we've talked about
it. Put in Bay is what it's called.
Yeah, so she's, she's brought up, like, wanting to do it because, like, her family has a boat, like, out there and, like, goes out to islands and does all that stuff. And so she's brought it up before that she's wanted to do this. You know, she's young enough now before she starts her program where she's going to have to be... involved in that, you know, over 40 hours a week and still trying to work and stuff. So, like, this is her last summer to go out and do something fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Like, I totally get it. Like,
but you know, does she realize that with you trying to be sober, that's probably not the best place for you to be?
This will kill you.
Oh, sure. Like, what, having her gone?
Yes.
Like that? Yeah, I get it.
It's either you're going to go crazy because she's not here or you'll go out to the island and then end up total relapse. I mean, that's what the part. That's what it is out there.
Oh, it's a party.
It's just nonstop drinking. You wake up at 8 in the morning, start drinking until you
Charlie's
pass
been.
Out.
Haven't you been arrested out there?
I mean, he's almost a couple times.
You're trying to get the house.
Well, I was. Yeah, I've been. A lot of weird things out
so,
there. Yeah.
So,
been arrested for underage out there. I almost got a DUI in a golf cart out there, and I had to walk the line. But luckily, all the bars were letting out at that exact minute. It was like 2:30, and I'm walking the line, and everybody started chanting, "Let him go, let him go."
So you almost started a riot, and they're like, and we're going to be overpowered?
Yeah, he actually, when I got to it, and he said, turn, he whispered in my ear, he says, "I'm going to let you go, but you're drunk as F, and I should give you a DUI, but I don't want these people overpowering me." So I was like, cool. I threw him the keys to the golf cart and said, here, thanks. Thanks for letting me off. Oh, man, that place is so fun. It is so much fun. So, but if Nads goes out... If
so
Nads
his girlfriend's going to have a great time, is what you're
yes,
saying.
And if Nads goes out there once, he'll be drinking within an hour. Within an hour. See, everybody's constantly drunk.
Now, yeah, I've never gone out...
I don't think he's worried about that.
I'm not. It's
he's
about
worried
my
about
relationship.
Taking, her the, taking the D is what...
Of course, I'd be worried about both.
Yeah.
I'm not a big drinker, so I've been out there twice in my 15 years here, and that was for work things, but I never, because I would leave early because I'm like, oh, it's coming.
I would take the boat out there. I had a great time every time.
It's a party place. He would hate it if he can't drink.
I'm supposed to sell my boat this week. I heard that it's supposed to, here, I know, it was supposed to close this week, and
good.
I haven't heard anything.
I thought I might need it, dude.
I'm going to buy it and out there.
Yeah, you can sail on all your tears.
I'm just going to be outside the island with binoculars. And
that's funny.
I'll be up in like the crow's nest looking out.
So
can
how
you install some phone screening software so I can never. I don't have to leave the boat.
So, okay. So tell me how the fight breaks out. So she tells you, I want to do this. I want to go work on Party Island,
and I'm immediately supportive right away. Was there's like the immediate discussions. I'm like, yeah, go do whatever you want. And then as it becomes a reality, I'm like, wait.
So then it festers, or what? She actually takes the steps.
Yeah, and she gets like the email to like, oh, your interview's all set. And I'm like, god damn, this sucks. Like,
so then, how do you vocalize to her that you're upset? What do you say?
I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm okay with this. Like, this is, I mean, we're going to be gone from apart from each other for months here, and you're going to be in an atmosphere that's going to be way crazier than what I'm going to be in, you know? And so, I don't know, she tells me I don't have anything to worry about, nothing, you know, the whole rigmarole that you go through. And
all the dudes there are just so ripped. I mean, you've seen it, right? They're just shirtless and ripped. They never wear clothes.
Yeah.
They just never wear shirts.
They call it Abercrombie Island.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just male models.
So, but no, I'm actually, and I know you guys won't believe me anyway, but I'm supportive of her doing that.
Why did what's the fight over? What's the fight over? Listen, you're too supportive.
I get it. No.
Nads, please, you're overwhelming me with your support. We can't talk
no,
for the
I
next 2 days.
No, I overreacted. She may. I mean, she's 23 years old. She's gonna be 23. Like, go out and have a fun summer, whatever. And if we're meant to be together when you come back, we'll be together. But that's what it is. I'll try to go out there and visit her like a day at a time if I can.
All right. So you tell her I'm not sure I'm okay with this. And what's her reaction? Because you guys had a fight, you stopped talking for a day or two, right?
No, this was not. No? Even, we didn't break up. I don't even know what that was. But she was like, I'm gonna do it. So.
So piss off, yeah. And you basically you can't do anything.
No, she's better than that.
You have
we
no
talked,
recourse.
We talked about it, but like it's gonna be fine.
She get the job. She do the interview.
No, we haven't done the interview yet. So,
we haven't done the interview.
Well, we're gonna go.
Oh, you're gonna go out there?
Yeah, I'm gonna go out there.
Don't do that. That's lame.
You can be in the room.
She invited me, and I've never been, so check it out.
Charlie laughing.
This is so hilarious to go with your girlfriend to a job interview, basically like giving her away.
Don't do that.
No, everybody's gonna hire. They're gonna go look at this nutcase boyfriend that's gonna be hovering around.
I'm not gonna be hovering.
There's probably a room of nutcase boyfriends all waiting, finding out that their girlfriends are about to leave them.
Don't do that. That's lame.
She invited me.
It doesn't matter.
She wanted me to go, so I said. Yes.
Yeah.
Where's she going to live?
In dorms.
Oh, God. That's an F fest in there, man. They have orgies every night. Did you ever hear about those dorms?
I was looking on the website, and they didn't mention any orgies in the dorms.
No, they leave that part off.
Is it co-ed dorms? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When does this start?
It would start, I don't know, after Labor Day.
May.
How often are you going to go there, Nads? Seriously, you'll never.
He will be there every Friday at 12:30. He'll be on the first ferry, and then the first one back Monday morning at 4 a.m. He'll be back.
I mean, that's a bitch to get out there.
Yeah,
just living in a dorm.
It wouldn't be that often. And I'll give her a space, like if that's what she wants to do, like have.
You're going with her in the interview. You're saying you're not going to.
I'll give you your space.
Smother her.
Enjoy the time we have left.
Oh man.
Oh.
Wow.
Do you think the age is a factor here? Like, she's too young, maybe?
Oh, she wants to go on a party. Yeah.
I remember being 23. Like, I know, but I would have wanted to do that.
Right. Place. I remember being 16, but I don't date 16-year-olds. I don't. It's not that the relationship can't work. He's 30 and she's 22.
She's got a lot she's got to do right now. And where he is in his life, it's just two different paths. He can't be a part of that stuff. Am I wrong?
He doesn't want to give this up, though.
He wants to be.
He's like, oh, I bagged a good-looking girl.
Oh, she's
it's
hot.
It's not even about that. Like,
what's it about?
I don't know. We see a future together. We really do. And so she gets back from the island, hopefully.
You're going to get married?
No, move in together. Start that while she starts her program. It'll be great.
Man. A lot can change on that island over those few months. How long is that?
2 or 3 months she'll be gone.
Oh, it's longer. I mean, the season is longer than 2 or 3
I know.
Months.
She'll have to come back to start a program.
What do you think, Dieter?
I'm that show Temptation Island. People just go and bang all day in hot tubs. That's what it is, man.
All right. Oh, I don't mean to laugh.
This is when my girlfriend was on the island, and she was at a bachelorette party, and they're all wearing they had penis inflatables and everything.
Of course, yeah.
The penis inflatable got in front of the driver's eyes on the golf cart as they were drunk, and they went off the road and smashed into the side of a house and broke it on this island here. You see it?
Yes. That's the
what
kind
goes
of
on.
Stuff
that's
that
what
happens.
Goes on. Just penises everywhere.
Penis in your eye.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Oh. What up? Here comes Jeffrey.
How about that time I was hanging out with you guys on Put-in Bay, and you guys got me completely almost obliterated.
Yeah, that's every weekend.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about it.
Yeah, and then you guys were sitting on, and then let's see, we were on someone else's boat. You guys were playing a bunch of parody songs, and I said, "F this." I went to your boat and just went to bed, and nice. I was out.
Great
like a
story.
Light.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Brother ADX has been on hold. He says he has a diss track.
Oh, good.
On the guy who he's going to diss track the guy who diss tracked him.
Yeah.
So hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Get into it.
Doogie hasn't been laid in 5 years, despite being surrounded by giant d**ks every morning.
Bite me.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Stripper Scott, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Stripper Scott.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what's happening?
Real quick, I love these guys, but I kind of want to call BS, but I'm not 100% sure now. I thought Charlie broke up with Krista a couple of years ago after a huge fight they had, but I don't know if it was official for a day or not.
Oh, you talking about that Uber fight?
Oh, we got in a fight over an Uber.
Did you guys break up?
No. I was very, very angry.
You did say you were done. Yeah. And then you slept at a hotel.
In the heat of the moment, yes, I said I was done.
Well, who left
That sounds like a breakup to me.
Yeah. Did she leave you or you
so
left her?
I guess
her?
We did. We were on a break for 4 hours. I slept at a hotel, and then the next morning I went back home. So I guess.
Face on you.
Jake, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, man. Hey, Ned, you cannot let your woman go up there. My cousin used to work at the world's longest bar and lived in the dorms that had the pool with it. And to this day, I'm scared to go back to Put-in Bay because it was such a sex fest at that place in them dorms, man. Like, it would ruin my relationship if I ever went back, bro.
Wow. It was so crazy there, Jake. Just people effing left and right that...
Yeah,
the dorms were not even necessarily like just being up there is like in the public. The dorms is where it was at. Forget like the bars and stuff. You go back to the dorms, it's a freak show.
Wow.
Yeah, people are drunk. You got to sleep there.
But everything will be fine though. Nads has nothing to worry about.
I hope she has a fun summer.
Yeah, probably not. Nads, you'll be all right, man. All right, have a good day.
Nads may not have a secret child, but his girlfriend's going to have a child in about 9 months. JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Morning, Rovers.
Hey, Arbe, what's happening?
Hey, Nads, I'm just wondering if the 2-3 months Maddie's gone, you're going to try and hook up with your baby mama.
Oh, yeah, time to reconnect, maybe meet that child of yours, perhaps?
No, I'll probably move to another island.
So she obviously wants to party. That's why she's going. Like, what's her ultimate?
No, she wants to, before she gets locked into this
live
school.
Live a little.
No, that seems normal to me.
She's wanted to do this for years. So, okay. Like, this is, like, something she's gone in that area with her parents for forever. So she's always.
What about on her own? This. So she goes there with her parents, but does she go there on her own? Has she partied out there a lot?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Has she had island sex? Has she hooked up with a guy?
I have not had any reports of island sex. I don't ask her.
How many guys has she been with? Do you know that number?
A handful. Not a lot.
Not a lot?
No, she's been in long relationships and she's young. Mm-hmm.
But have you? So you have asked her?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big number at all. Okay.
Why'd you give me a dirty look, Doozy?
You don't think it's a big... Like, do you know the number?
It's a small number.
You do know the number?
Sure.
He said that he asked her. Brother ADX, go ahead, Brother ADX. He was upset yesterday. A guy sent in a diss track about Brother ADX.
What was his name? Plasta?
Plasta Slab. That's right. Okay. Yes, Brother ADX. Go ahead.
Oh, well, let me clear the air. I'm not upset, but thanks for finally taking my call. I just wanted to give my rebuttal to this imaginary rapper, Plasta Slam. Mm-hmm. You guys ready?
Yes.
Gay rappers like Plasta, ADX got a fix. To suck a golf ball through a garden hose, your favorite trick. No music videos and you rap like a bitch. Drag you from my trailer hitch because you walk with a switch. Brother ADX is a certified rap master. I was rapping way before I pimped your mama in Lancaster. Slap you like a hoe because you soften and stuff it. Catch you on the street and make you into my own hand puppet. Beat you down with one hand like Dieter did Dumb. While your gay rapping ass be calling 911. Some call you chocolate because you're sweet but suspicious. And your counterfeit rap was oh so bootylicious. Your daddy, a slumlord, renting basements to bums. You get beat up by fat cows from Rochester slum. You pick up a girl. You claim you got a girl, but you the girl in the relationship. She bend you over with a strap on because you're mentally sick. You take trips with older men to Europe and China. Drunk in hotel rooms playing vagina. Your face is lopsided because you look like you got a stroke. And still wear corduroys like fags on dope.
Oh.
If you go to prison, you better slit your own throat. Because Bubba will catch you in the shower with the soap on a rope. Yeah, my hair is kind of straight and true wisdom is raw. Put your eyes on the God, I'll break your goddamn jaw. You write a rap about that ex and thought I'd give you a pass. I'll let my security guard put his foot up your ass. With a spinning heel kick to the back of your neck, make your mug look like Nads when his face hit the deck. You probably dream of 69ing with Jeffrey LaRoe. You troll social media looking for somebody to poke. You're really my fan, trying to get a suntan. Plaster started the first gay chapter of the Ku Klux Klan. You pick up a pen, I'll pick up a shovel. And you wonder why you devil. You wonder why you niggas call yourself devil. Explosion.
Oh, he puts his own sound effect in there. Explosion.
I like that a lot, ADX, but it seemed like
it was really directed at Chocolate Charlie, yeah, not Plasta Slab.
Lopsided, beat up by a girl in Rochester, went on a weird European vacation. Do you think I'm Plasta Slab?
Let's see. We have a saying in the Nation of Islam. Can a devil fool a Muslim? Not nowadays.
So
But what you're saying is that Plastislab, who sent in this diss track, that's really Chocolate Charlie?
Yeah, that's an imaginary rapper that somebody made up. Like I said, you pick up a pen.
A little bit of that rap track. Let me hear just like 5 or 10 seconds of Plastislab.
Give me 1 second.
Okay, hang on.
Here we go. Deeply the way I relinquish foes. You think you waking us up, we really think you a hoe. Brother ADX, crazy vex, Indian maniac, soft as baby fat, I'm snatching his baby backs. Hell, Adam had to face God, I dispensed his face job. Found him posted with a fake Quran, yelling save Islam. Now, you believe that's Chocolate Charlie?
If it's not Chocolate Charlie, it's somebody he hired. I mean, that's that, and
Brother ADX, I like you. I have no problem with you. I wouldn't write a diss track against you.
No, I think Brother ADX may be onto something.
You think?
Yeah, all those Jeffrey Parody songs that Charlie had a hand in. Why not? Why wouldn't he be Plastislab? I think you figured it all out.
I saw his expressions when he said it was an African American rapper. I saw his expressions on the Watch Live on RMG,
mm-hmm.
And I saw his expressions, and I could read right through Charlie. His face is like Edward E. Newman. It's so big, you just can't miss his expression.
Isn't it Alfred E. Newman, by the way?
Yeah, from Mad Magazine?
Okay. Yeah, all right. Just
it is sure. Alfred E. Newman.
Thank you. Well, he can read right through it. You're not fooling him. And
I emailed Plastislab, and I'm trying to get him so that we can stage this rap battle. Because we want to do it live in the studio, right?
Yes. I'd like to give them like 2 weeks.
Sure.
To write some stuff. You'd be willing to come in and see if Plastislab is a real person or not and do a rap battle face-to-face, Brother ADX?
You know, it'd be better, you know, if we put on some gloves and actually did it in the ring.
Oh.
I don't consider myself a battle rapper. Mm-hmm. I would, if you're going to rap about me and be a cowardly and then do something like, you know, real suspicious like that, why don't you just bring it in the ring, and then we can settle it like that. We can settle it like men.
Now, Brother ADX, speaking of men, Tom Blue sent me a text message and said, for being so opposed to prejudice, that was very derogatory against gays, that rap song that Brother ADX did. What's your response to that?
My response to it is, whoever wrote that rap, that Plastislab, that guy got some sugar in his tank, and he needs to atone because, you know, Leviticus 11 says that gay stuff is an abomination.
Mm-hmm. And, so what happens, Brother ADX, if two guys lay with one another? What is God? I mean, what's the fate of these two guys?
Well, if you remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, that was actually destroyed because of the gay orgies that was taking place in Rome and in Palestine. And that's why Jesus came to them. And he was the prophet that was sent to the Jews. He only taught about 35 Jews. And when he called them devils and saw what they were doing in Rome, he condemned them. And that is why it was flooded and Sodom and Gomorrah mm-hmm. burned down. And that's
okay. But I don't look. San Francisco would have been underwater a long time ago if that was still going on. So
in due time, just give it a few more days. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is here. He just warned Donald Trump and the United States government November of 2017. So it's already etched in stone. The die is set. America is on her deathbed, and you can see by the current administration, he can't even keep his head straight. He's getting ready to invite North Korea's president, Kim Jong-un, to some kind of dialogue. And so you automatically, and he's inviting Kissinger and Netanyahu to the White House. He should be indicted for treason, this Donald Trump cat. All right. He's already a sexual pervert.
So what's going to happen? I'm asking you, if two gay guys, if they get together and they're having sex, what does God do to them?
Well, they are just condemning themselves to sexually STDs, and they will die a miserable death.
Well, what, so every gay person gets STDs and dies from it?
Well, I mean, you look at Freddie Mercury. You can look at, I'll go back to Rock Hudson. I mean, you see a lot of that stuff going on. Most of those AIDS cases and HIV.
What about people who die from the flu, Brother ADX? I've seen a lot of kids this flu season die. Why did God kill them? If he's killing the gays with disease, why is he killing kids with the flu?
Well, don't separate God from being a human being. All of us have God inside of us. We kill ourselves through ignorance. Jesus said, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge.
But I'm just asking, I mean, if you're telling me that gays are destined to a life of disease and death because they're gay, why are kids dying of the flu? It's totally unrelated then? Well, so gays get a disease and die, that's God punishing them. If an 8-year-old gets the flu and dies, oh, so be it. That's, you know, God works in mysterious ways.
Well, America is on her deathbed because of the violations in the Bible. See, the Bible is a roadmap, and the Holy Quran it backs up that roadmap.
Well, you don't mind that the United States is going to die because you hate it here anyways.
No, it's not that I hate the country itself. I just know through prophecy that she's on her deathbed.
You wanted to move to Iran. I offered to actually pay to move you to Iran. Do you remember that?
Yes. He said, okay.
He said, fine. He goes, I want to move to Iran. Yeah. They have more freedoms in Iran than in the United States. I said, okay, I'll pay to move you there. And believe it or not, he never took me up on that offer.
He had second thoughts.
Yeah, he's still here.
Yeah, well, first of all, no one in your listening audience would have took that deal. Not even you.
Why not?
It's so great in Iran.
Why wouldn't you take a free move there?
You know what? If I had some connections in Iran and I had some friends there waiting for me. And another thing, I can't just leave Cleveland because I own property here. And if I leave Cleveland for a year, who's going to pay my property taxes? You, boo-boo the fool.
People have property managers.
Yeah, sell it.
Do you think everyone who owns a property that's out of state or out of the country, that they have to come back and pay their property taxes? You can do that online.
I'm going to tell you like I told you before. If I move to the Middle East, I'm going to do it on my own time, and I'm going to do it on my own dime. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. And you cannot just deport somebody or even pay for somebody to move out the country. That's what you devils have been doing for 463 years in this country, separating black families.
Uh-huh.
But you do want to go there, kind of, right?
Huh?
You do want to go to Iran, right, eventually?
No. If I go to the Middle East, all right, I'm going to have a specific reason and someone that I'm meeting there. I'm not just going to jump on a plane and just leave my...
What are the odds that Brother ADX gets popped in like some sort of FBI sting or something, talking to ISIS in Iran or something, or Syria? Yeah, maybe I'll send you to Syria. How about that?
Yeah, well, how about I send you to the penitentiary where Big Bubba can have a look at your white ass?
Well, I don't know. I'd probably be destined to disease and death if that happened.
You ever been to prison, Brother ADX?
No, say that again?
You ever been to jail or prison?
Of course I've been. I told you I've been to prison for aggravated robbery in 92. I did 7 years.
Yeah, someone sent me, someone did send me some info on Brother ADX. Man. Oh, I'd have to go back. They sent me, I'm always getting info on people. And I have info on Brother ADX. And I'd have to go back and find it, though. I'm sure it's just...
Well, I have info on you. What are you doing over there? You're bobbling for LeBron dong. You're ass-porting with Jeffrey. You're living proof that you don't have to have talent to be successful in Satan's world. You're a passive-aggressive bigot. All right, you guys are over there playing
testicle hockey game. You're an insidious mental defective, Grover.
Well, remember, I am a soulless toilet bug, according to you. So, all right.
Your ignorance is beyond stupidity, and you're a sexually depraved miscreant. You're a sixth generation walking upright.
Well,
rude and obnoxious, and you cut people off every time you get.
I'll be happy to see you in 10 days when we do this rap battle. But let me cut you off now. Thank you, Brother ADX.
Brother ADX, more like Brother Ada. We don't hear your true wisdom. Really, you ain't saying.
Yeah, that's you, Charlie. I love the way you disguise your voice there.
Oh, it was really good.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do our last shizzy of the morning right after this on Rover's Morning Glory. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Think your dreams are unattainable? Just remember that these guys are paid broadcasters.
Speaking out of context.
Commander what?
Ant's chief. Both.
Intensity defined him.
Can anyone follow this broadcast?
Yeah. Oh, lure.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
We'll get to the last shizzy of the morning in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Douchey?
I have word that somebody scooped up an interview with Stormy Daniels, the porn star, Stephanie Clifford. Also, I don't know how we missed this story.
She had an interview with, what's his face?
Colbert.
Wow.
Or wait, Jimmy Fallon.
Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel. This and nothing was said, so I hope it's not going to be that.
I think this is a little bit different. I have a story that I don't know how we all missed this, but it was just sent to me that somebody that has performed at Roverfest, mm-hmm. friend of the show, will be opening up for Metallica on their World Wired tour. Who is it? I can't believe this. I'm so happy for them. I'll tell you next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Leslie in Texas, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. How are y'all?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Hey, I'm a couple weeks behind on the replay, but you are killing me with the word tourist. With the way that you say it, you pronounce the word tourist.
Who?
Rover.
Oh, say it, Rover.
Tourist.
Yeah, you say it with a hard
Why, that's wrong.
Like,
wow, she's
turd.
Right. Yeah, it's not turd.
Tourist?
Tourist? Tourist?
What do you say,
tourist.
Leslie? I'm just, I just let's just remember this is the person who said y'all to start the conversation. So, all right. So, how do you pronounce it, Leslie?
Tourist.
She's
like
right.
Your or for.
Tour.
No, you don't. Tourist.
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 No,
tourist. Like, tourist. Not tourist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tourist.
Here's the pronunciation. Hold on. Let me play it. Hold on.
Tourist.
Tourist.
Yeah, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Tourist. But I mean, Douchey doesn't have a ton of room to talk because she says I'm
Yeah, you're wrong.
F off. I was on your side.
How different is it what I'm saying than what they're saying?
You say tourist.
Yeah, you say like tourist.
Like a band goes on
tourist.
Tour.
Yeah, it's not tur. Turd.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's completely wrong.
No.
Yeah.
It's an acceptable pronunciation.
No, it isn't. Wow.
Totally acceptable. No. I just looked it up.
No, it kills me every time you say it. It's disgusting. Like the word moist. When I hear it, it's tourist. Gross.
Well.
Moist.
I want you to
word.
Think about Charlie and I walking around in the heat of Europe.
Moist.
I was a moist tourist as my ball yeah. sweat was dripping down. How about that?
She's obsessing over it.
That's right.
Ugh.
Obsessed.
Y'all.
Any right. plans for y'all to take Rolling Glory over to the DFW Dallas Fort Worth area?
Where?
Where? Dallas, Fort Worth. Doogie's so simple. She's such a simpleton. Like, she doesn't know anything.
She talks so fast.
Doogie's stupid, too.
Not at the moment. I mean, we were in Texas a while ago. We were up in Amarillo.
Long time ago.
And getting down to Dallas was sort of out of the way. But maybe we'll take a trip to Dallas. I think that one of the iHeart radio stations does something down there all the time. I don't know. Is it, no, I don't remember.
Great food, good barbecue. Charlie knows, he's been to Austin.
Yeah, we'll make a trip down there for sure. And okay. I'll be sure to
look you up.
That's right. I'll just be a tourist, a moist tourist in Texas.
Ew. All right. Gross. All right.
Thank you, Leslie. She's really disgusted by the way I say tourist.
She's disgusted by you.
Moist. Hold on. This is just for her. What was her name?
Kelly.
Leslie. Hold on. Moist. Moist. Moist.
All right.
Words never grossed me out until right now. Like, it's actually, now I get it.
Nauseous.
Mark in Buffalo, New York. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, man.
All right. I just have a couple questions here, or just a comment. I go to that thing in Cleveland. Well, my friends go there a lot.
What thing?
And I'm from Buffalo, from where Nad's girlfriend wants to go.
Oh, the island, like Put-in Bay.
Off crazy. I mean, just unbelievable. So I would think if my girlfriend was going there, it would definitely be an issue. I mean, relationships are about respect, and he's trying to, like, stay sober. Those are total triggers.
Well, he's walking a fine line. I mean, this is driving him crazy, but he can't.
Yeah, the
stress. He can't. I mean, you can't look like a total pussy, though, and be like, what are you going to do? I forbid you from working on that island? You can't do that.
No.
He wants to.
You got to be like, listen, you turn the situation around. I mean, I don't know. It's a tough one, but
it's tough.
It doesn't look too good either way.
Well, I don't know. They're perfect together, Mark, according to Nads. She's the perfect girlfriend.
Right?
So what could go wrong? Yeah. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
I got a question, Rover, just real quick for you.
Yes.
What's your age difference with B2?
Let's see. B2 is going to be turning 30 this year in July, I think. No, I'm kidding. I know. So she's turning 30, so she's 29 right now. I will be turning
43?
Yes, that's how old I am. It takes me a few minutes. I have to do the math.
Yeah.
I go, all right, I was born in 1975, yeah. And then I had to figure that out.
13-year difference?
That's right, 13-year difference.
You disgust me.
Why is that?
As I clap my hands.
Oh, all right.
Do you any problems ever come up because
Never.
Of age or no?
Oh, God, no.
Never?
Never. In fact, I act younger than she does. I mean, I'm totally immature. She's like,
how so?
She's on the ball. How am I immature?
Yeah, I mean,
listen to this show for a day. Tell me,
it's your job. But she's way mature. I mean, you've been with her for years.
And yeah.
So how long have you guys been together? Four, five.
Four.
It's been a long time. So when say you met at 25, she was not the normal let's party 25-year-old. She's from all that you've said and from all of knowing her, she's always been very responsible and mature.
I think I met her right when she turned 25, I believe.
It's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah. So is that possible? Wait a second. That would be 5 years that I've been together. Wait, it hasn't been 5 years. There's no way.
I think so.
I think it's 4 years.
Do you ever talk about the future? Like, you'll be 60 and she'll be whatever.
I told her she's going to have to take care of me when I'm old. She already takes care of me as it is. But she's like, I told her, I said, you better get used to this.
She will,
though. You think I'm hard work now? Wait until I'm an invalid and you have to actually spoon feed me.
She'll love it.
Yeah,
I think she would. No, she likes that.
I believe the people, you know, if you get with the right person.
I'm heading towards a total a life of total inactivity. It's really it's really bad. I mean, she takes care of me completely. I have now in my new house, you can turn all of the things on and off just through your voice. So you don't have to get up off the couch if you want to say
right.
Turn off the kitchen lights. The kitchen lights go off. I mean, you really it's going to kill me.
Yeah.
But it's the greatest thing in the world, though. It really is. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Right. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah. I need to get some activity. Well, thank you, Mark. I do need to get some. I need to go out there and run that mile, man.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I mean, when the weather's a little bit better. Keith Hotchkiss told me it's too slippery out there. I was going to do it today, but
we must listen to management.
Look out there. That's right. You know me.
Whatever Keith says,
I'm a company man.
Yes, sir. I won't talk about it.
All right. You want to do a quick shizzy here?
Sure.
Okay.
Here to Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, we got the report today, and the U.S. economy gained a whopping 313,000 jobs in the month of February. It did blow a lot of the economists' expectations of 205,000. Blew it right out of the water, so it's great. The economy is doing awesome, surpassing expectations.
That's good.
I'm not sure. Anderson Cooper has taped an interview with Stephanie Clifford, the adult film actress. Stormy Daniels.
Interesting. I don't think Anderson Cooper is going to do the same kind of interview as Jimmy Kimmel.
No siree, Bob. Uh-oh. An interview will air on the CBS News magazine 60 Minutes.
This weekend?
Not sure when. The date is unknown.
But they definitely said not this Sunday.
Okay.
So, it is done in the can. Do you think that he's paying her $1 million for this?
No, they won't pay. They don't pay for that.
So she's going to get fined? Who's going to cover that?
I don't know, but they won't pay for that. Dr. Phil pays for interviews. CBS News doesn't pay for interviews on 60 Minutes.
Is Trump freaking out about this, or does he not care?
Why do you think he's meeting with North Korea out of the blue? Even like, the Secretary of State, the White House staff, no one knew.
But
you think that's a distraction as the Stormy Daniels thing starts to take off?
But he didn't care about any of this before.
By the way, Dieter was talking about this the other day. We were talking about this Stormy Daniels thing the other day, and we were talking about the evangelicals, and will they be upset that Trump is having sex with a porn star and paying while he's married, and his wife just gave birth to a kid, and he paid $130,000 to keep her quiet?
Yeah, Mike Pence doesn't mind any of this? He thinks this is great?
So,
no.
I don't know, but here's the thing. I don't mind if Trump was banging porn stars. I don't even mind if he was banging a porn star while he was married.
Oh.
But anyone who doesn't mind, what about lying about it? If it comes out and there is, first of all, no one pays $130,000 for something that didn't happen. You just don't do it.
Correct.
So let's say that proof is offered. There's pictures, video, text messages, whatever. Now, he's been saying this is not true. This is totally fake news. This is made up. I never had an affair. What about just the lying about it? I know you could say, well, Bill Clinton, that wasn't right either.
It's awful, too.
And at the time, all the Republicans were up in arms about it. I'm just curious. That's what I would have a problem with. It's not that he banged the porn star. It's not that he had an affair.
But he can't come out and just be truthful about it either. I don't have as much of a problem with the lying.
Oh, I do. You make no comment about it. That's what you do. Or you couch it. But to blatantly lie to the American people about it, that's what I have an issue with.
I guess you're right.
And, you know, to foist this story upon us, this lawyer of his, oh, no, I just paid the $130,000 in hush money out of my own pocket. It's treating all of us for fools.
Did you see that the lawyer was at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend where President Trump was as well?
Which lawyer?
Trump's personal lawyer. That
Cohen
says,
guy or whatever his name
he's
is.
He's like, hey, I did it out of the kindness of my heart. He's not a member there. There was no announcement of him supposed to be there. Why was he there? People are wondering, why was he there? Did he meet with Trump?
I'm sure they're talking about this, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. Yeah,
no, big deal. It's a little fishy. All these little pieces. His lawyer was there.
I'd assume he meets with his lawyer
all the time.
Twice a week.
Yeah.
Not like this guy.
Oh, I would just kind of guess.
This is his personal lawyer.
But I would guess he's constantly meeting with his lawyer.
He flies down to Florida.
So what? If the president's in Florida? Why? I mean, big deal.
Sketchy.
Why is it sketchy to meet with your lawyer?
Because all this Stormy Daniels stuff going on?
Sure, that's when you meet with your lawyer.
It's the most important time.
you don't when everything's going swimmingly, you don't meet with your lawyer. Go on.
Mississippi's House of Representatives voted yesterday in a favor of a bill that would prevent women from getting abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The procedural vote moves the bill one step closer to becoming law in a state that already limits access to abortion.
Yeah, that's just,
what?
They want to make it impossible for women to get an abortion. I mean, I don't think people should. It's not like I'm jumping up and down for abortion, but you know, the fact of the matter is that a lot of these kids are born into poor families. They have nothing. They don't have parents that can take care of them. And the very people who want to make it illegal, want to make abortion illegal, they don't want to pay for these poor, mostly black children. And so it's an issue. And the places that need it the most, like there, are taking the strongest stance against it. Go on.
I apologize for not doing this story earlier. Anthony Snitzer, how excited are you for this? Lucasfilm is excited to announce that Emmy-nominated producer and actor Jon Favreau is signed on to executive produce and write a live-action Star Wars series. This is for Disney's new direct-to-consumer platform. This is big. Are you excited?
Yeah, he's a good director. Sounds good.
He's awesome. Talk about multi-talented. I mean,
Iron Man was the best of those superhero movies, I think.
That was a great movie.
Is it too much Star Wars for you, Stitz?
I mean, it's a lot, but no, I mean, they're changing it up a little bit.
See, I think it's almost, it's Star Wars overload.
Every year, you get a new Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's, on top of that, there's these side projects.
Well, that's what it is. It's every 2 years you get the numbered ones, right, Snitzer?
Yes, and then every other year you get the, like, Solo, and then the Boba Fett movie. And
yeah, this one, I mean, The Last Jedi is still probably playing in some theaters.
Is it
right
Boba
now.
Fett or Boba Fett? I always Boba thought it was Fett. Boba Fett.
Yeah,
it
was Boba Fett. Fett.
It's Boba.
No, it's Boba Fett.
Boba. It's Boba.
Oh. I mean, I don't know. I always thought it was Boba Fett.
It's the son of Jango Fett. It's Boba Fett.
Boba, huh? That's how you pronounce it? Boba?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I mean, he could be right. I mean, he seems to know what he's
talking
about.
That's the way I've always pronounced it, Boba Fett.
Oh, no.
the bounty hunter.
We know all your pronunciations are dead on.
Okay.
Not all of them. And I do try, though. Yeah, give me some credit.
Finally. Yeah.
There's no hypocrisy in that.
The friend... I was talking about Friend of Rover's Morning Glory. He's performed at Roverfest before, and people love him. Comedian Jim Brewer is going to be going out on tour with Metallica. He's going to be the band's opening act. How great is this? So Metallica recently announced a second leg to their North American Worldwide Tour, and Brewer will kick off each night with Light It Up pre-show party featuring music, comedy, giveaways, and much more. I love this. I love Jim.
That's good for him.
So he
loves
Metallica.
I wonder what they pay for that, man. I wonder what they pay him.
I love it. He's awesome.
He'd do that for free, I bet.
He's so passionate. Metallica is like one of his favorite bands of all time. So that's a great combination. Congratulations. There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Let me take a break. We'll be right back and wrap everything up. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's Morning Glory, because everything else just fucking sucks. Now back to the show.
All right, we'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Friday Leftovers on RMG Plus in just a moment. If you're not a Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen as we continue. We have some good video to play for you, which we do a lot of on the Friday Leftovers. So sign up now at roverradio.com. Brandy in Chicago, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brandy.
Morning, Rover. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
All righty. So when Doogie was doing the sizzy, you said that majority of in Mississippi that black women would be the ones that have abortion. See, I had an abortion maybe five.
Already fitting the bill. Go on.
I would swear right now, but I'm not going to do it. But no. But when I was in the waiting room, I was the only black woman there, but there was all shades of color there, all races and everything. I mean, Rover, have you ever took a woman to go get the abortion?
No.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know.
But I know facts. But wait a second, Brandy. I know facts. And the facts are that black women are having abortions at a rate much higher than other races. In fact, about three times the rate of white women. Now, there's nothing, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that or there's anything wrong with blacks or blacks are bad because they're doing that. I think that there are a lot of factors that go into that. Economics, and so it's just a fact, though. It's about I have these statistics pulled up right now. It's about three times the rate of white women.
Okay, but you missed what I said. I told you those all shades. I saw Hispanic. I saw Asian. I saw other people in there. It's not black and white.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to explain. To you.
And Hispanics, blacks are having about 50% higher than Hispanics. It's the highest.
Right.
I mean, the black women have more abortions than any other race in the United States of America. That's, by far, that's an indisputable fact. Of course, other women have abortions as well, of all races. And again, I'm not disparaging black women. I'm just saying that that's part of the reason why. No. I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. That's part of the reason why these anti-abortion bills are oftentimes racist, because the people who are getting the abortion more often are black women, and now you are denying them the ability and the right to choose and to do what they want to do. And black women are affected more by this issue than white women.
I get that, but you're not a woman yourself, and all women can understand that. Everybody has known someone who has abortion. I was in my late 20s, still doing my master's. See, when the things happen with Nads, if I chose to keep that kid, I would have been like the woman that chose to keep that kid with Nads, if allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
I would have had nothing to do with him because it was someone I was just screwing. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
But I chose not to do it because I still had my career in hand. Mm-hmm. So it's just that, I don't know, I guess maybe say like to be like it's black people, inner city and all the other stuff. When
Brandy, what do you think about NADS? Let's change the subject. Do you believe that NADS secretly fathered a child?
He could have. I mean, I honestly don't know. I don't know because, I mean, it can happen. I see women doing it. Honestly, with me, if I chose to keep that kid, I wanted nothing with him. I didn't want nothing to do with him. I want no money from him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Brandy, have a great weekend. I'm sure we'll talk to you next week.
All right. You have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. What's coming up on the Friday Leftovers, Charlie?
I have a video of some really good deadlift videos of deadlifts ending in disaster.
Do you have the fight with the guy holding the baby?
Got that.
Okay.
We've got the worst idea ever. A guy fills a sled with alcohol, lights it on fire in his house, and then rides it down the stairs.
Oh, what could go wrong with that?
All that and more coming up on The Leftovers.
It sounds like something Charlie would have done.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it and I was like, wow, I could have definitely seen me doing this at 17, 18.
Oh. All right. If you are not a subscriber of RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com. If you're caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837, I'll give you tickets to the 2018 Summit Racing Equipment IX piston-powered Autorama, the 16th through the 18th at the IX Center. Check out the daily schedule and get your tickets at pistonpowershow.com. And St. Patrick's Day, Saturday, March 17th, there is a 5K race and kilt run and block party with members of Rover's Morning Glory and the Alan Cox Show. For more info, go to WMMS.com, keyword contest. You can register to win admission for two into that. It's brought to you by Coors Light, Hermes Cleveland, and the West 6th Street District. And to sign up for that, to participate, go to HermesCleveland.com, H-E-R-M-E-S, Cleveland.com.
And you might want to do that as soon as you can, because with any race, they start to do the price hike. So sign up today. If you want to come join us, I know there was a listener that said, hey, I'll be in town for some big wrestling event that's happening. Where are you guys going to be? On that Saturday, we're going to be hanging out downtown West 6. We're going to do a little walking and running. Come join us.
And in Rochester, it's still a text to win week. Win tickets to see Kay Flay at the Town Ballroom in Buffalo on Tuesday. Text the word Buffalo, B-U-F-F-A-L-O, to the number 51879 for your shot at Kay Flay tickets from The Zone. Have a great day. We're wrapping up a little bit early because I've got to, I have this, my big dance tonight with Gianna. The Me and My Guy dance. And so I live so far away from Doogie, I tried to get away from her that I now have to leave. I pretty much have to leave like in 5 minutes to start driving out there. All right. So have a great day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you on the Friday Leftovers in just a few minutes on RMG+. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.